So the shear is on getting Eide Mesira Karsi, Eide Chasima Karsi. Okay. Now the first question that we raised was from getting the Futas and the Bays. The Gemara says on the bottom of the Dafa, who gathered the all the Bay Knishta? The person went to Shul, Shaka Sefer Torah. Took a Sefer Torah, Yohiv Loli de Bissel. So he gave it to his wife, Ramallah, and he said, Hodita. This is your guest. So the Gemara says, Omar of Yosef, Ramay Luchashla. Why should we be concerned as to whether this is an effective get or not? So that's a question of whether maybe there was a get written there that wasn't noticeable on the back of the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says that's impossible. Practically. Imishim creases this ball if you're being choshesh about the Sefer Torah itself, the fact that there may have been a get in the back of the Sefer Torah, that would not choshesh. If you're going to be choshesh because of the Sefer Torah itself, because the Sefer Torah has a parsha of krisus, because the parsha of get is written out in the Sefer Torah, the Gemara says, oh, but even the chosav law, lishmo. Okay, rashes. Krisus the isbo, shekosva parshas for chosav law Sefer krisus. The Gemara says, that's no good. Why? Because we need the chos of law, the shmo, that the ksiva saget has to be written for her, exclusively. Because the get you require three lishmo, that's be lishan gershin, that's be for the purpose of krisus, it has to be written for the baal, specifically, for this isha. So the Gemara says, well, leka, and the Sefer Torah, it doesn't exist, because the sofer didn't write it for these people, or for gershin. Maybe you'll say that we'll be afraid that he paid the sofer off to begin with to write the get. L'shem, he should write that parsha. Rashi says, "Lift up also parsha l'shem girashel." The Gemara says, "That's no problem." Why? Yobainin shmo shmo shem yirav a leket. Okay. So whatever is the problem of Lashna Gemara, Figaras, Shino Shema, whatever it is. But the point is, you don't have the names of the parties involved in the Gersh. That's what the Gemara says. So we basically ask one question. I mean, it just seems too preposterous to assume that a get that has to be given miyado ish, a sefer krisus. Miyad ho'isha, that you should be able to do this with a Sefer Torah. Just because there happens to be a Parshas Krisus. I mean, yes, the Sefer does. Nothing to do with Krisus whatsoever. It happens to be a Parshas Krisus there. So what? I mean, how could that satisfy the requirement of a personal shtar that's supposed to be written from the husband to the wife? Just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it happens to have a Parshas and Krisus in there. I mean, basically it's a Chafsa Shel Sefer Torah. Okay? So we just want to understand what the Gemara means, how such a phenomenon is possible. The Gemara really assumes that it would be good, even the Maskana, except the only thing is that you don't have Shmo, alright? But otherwise it would be effective. Even if you'd say there wouldn't be Halacha L'Shmo, I don't see how it works. The Gemara says there wouldn't be Halacha L'Shmo, it would be fine. But that's not, the Chos Sefer Krisus means a separate Shtar Krisus. Not the Parsha and the Torah of Krisus. What's the Parsha and the Torah of Krisus? Let's say you didn't need Lishma. Okay? So then the Gemara says it'll be fine. What does that Parsha of Krisus have to do? I mean, if a person wrote a regular Sefer Torah, that's a Shtar. That's a Shtar Krisus. Doesn't make any sense. It's simply not Ola Lagas. Okay? That's the question that we... That's the main question we're asking. Okay? Alright. Now, what? It's not all it does. It doesn't make any sense that a Sefer Torah, Chafsa Shel Sefer Torah, should be a Shtar Krisus. Because the Torah makes a reference. The Torah says the Chos Lo Sefer Krisus. Not this. It's not this parasha. It doesn't say write this parasha. Okay? By the case of Sota. Sota is different. Because by Sota, you have the halacha is that you have to write parasha Sota. Parsha Sota. Okay, so you have a question. Mochkin Lama Torah. Ain't Mochkin Lama Torah. That you can understand. Parsha Sota. Parsha Sota makes sense to have a discussion as to whether you can be Mochkin Lama Torah. He took out the parsha from the Torah to be good. That's over there. The Torah says to write the parsha. Exactly. That is the parsha. But over here, v'chos l'sefer kriyas means he has to write Arei Megireshes on a piece of paper and give it to the Isha. Not the parsha that deals with Gershon, with the subject matter. It tells you what to do. It says it's not a law of God. Okay. All right. Let's take a look now. Well, now let's go to the Rit on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis and look. Take the sugya of Eide Masira Karsi or Eide Chasima Karsi. Okay? Mem Zayin Amud Beis in the Rit's Dapin. Okay. Now, the Rit says like this. We have a Machlokis Tanoim as to whether or not a get requires Eide Chasima, which means that the husband writes Arei Megireshes, writes the text of the get, and then underneath the text of the get, you have to have Eide Chasima, two Eidim signed on the document itself, or, that's according to Rabbi Meir, or according to Rabbi Loza, you don't have Eidim signed on the document. The document is just a plain statement. But the Eidim are not on the document, but it must be given over in front of Eidim. It must be given over in front of Eidim. That's what Rabbi Loza holds. It's machlokis whether Eide Chasima Kasi, do you have to have Eidim on the star? Is that the way the two Eidim get? The two Eidim should be on the star? Or no, the two Eidim should be in person. And the Baal merely transfers the get, the statement in the get, he transfers it to his wife, hands it to his wife, in front of two Eidim, in the presence of two people. Eidim sharing. Okay. So now, the Rif says like this. So the plain shot in the Mishnayos and the Gemaras is that, according to Rav Meir, it's only Eide Chasima Kasi, and according to Rav Loza, it's Eide Masira Kasi. That's the plain shot, and that's the way many Rishonim learned, the whole Tesis learned that way. So therefore, according to Rabbi Loza, if you use Eide Chasima, it will be worthless. And according to Rabbi Meir, if you use Eide Masira, equally, it will be worthless. Okay? That would seem to be the plain shot from the Mishnayos. Because Rabbi Loza, when Rabbi Loza made a statement, essentially, he said, Eide Masira Karsi. He didn't say, Af Eide Masira Karsi. He never agreed with Rabbi Meir that Eide Chasima are valid. And he added that Eide Masira are also valid. Doesn't say that. Says Eidim Masira Kasi, he's only Eidim Masira. Okay, and that's the way many Rishonim learned. But the Rif came out with an innovation here, and the Rif said that it's not true. That according to Rabbi Lozar, he could prove that according to Rabbi Lozar, Eidim Chasim would also be good. Okay, and that's what the Rif is about. Okay, so the Rif says like this. The Rif says, Mehon Nam Yishamim, the low button Eidim Masira, Hechadik Eidim Chasim. This says from here we can deduce that you don't need Eide Masira according to Rabbi Loza where you have in the star Eide Chasima. Why? What's the proof? The Rav who the Omar in Nistas be Eide Chodiksav Yidei Sofer Shev Lad Manzer. Because we haven't have another law. See, how does Rav Paskin? If you take a look at the Rif right before, the Rif quotes Rav. All of you are my Rav. Halach Rav Loza begin. So the Rif Paskin is like Rabbi Loza. The Rav Paskin is like Rabbi Loza. So Rav already gave out the Psak Halacha, that is not like Rav Meir, that any Chasim Akasi, but like Rabbi Loza, Eidim Masira Kasi. Okay? So now the Rif says, but Rav happened to say another Halacha also. What's the other Halacha? Look at this. That in Nisas, Be'ed Echor Iksav Yidei Sofer Shavlad Mamza. That if she gets married with a Shtar, that has the Iksav Sofer, the handwriting of the Sofer, and an Eid Echor underneath it, 1 8 sign the Vlad is Mamza. Okay? Lu Omar Allah Rabbalaza Begitin. But he also said just before that Allah is like a Lava Begitin. Now the Rif says this doesn't make any sense. He says, what was Rav saying? Rav says that 1 8 is no good. But he says like this. The Isal Kadaitah Bo'inin Eide Mesirei Chadik Eide Chasim. If you're going to say that that Rav held, according to Rabbalaza, that you always have to have Eide, only Eide Mesirei Chasim. Right? Doesn't make any sense. What is Ralph saying? Ralph's saying if you have only one A, that there's a lot of moms are. But Ralph also wants to go with Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar holds that Eide Chasima are no good, period. You always need only Eide Mesira. So if you had two Eidim on the shtar, it wouldn't be any good, according to Rav, unless you had Eide Mesira. So the case where he says that one Eid is of Lad Mamzer, implying that two Eidim would be good, two Eidim on the shtar would be good, I mean, what is he talking about? Is he speaking about, if he holds like a Belazah, so he must be speaking with his only Eide Mesira. Because if there's no Eide Mesira, nothing's good. So therefore, it must be speaking where there are Eidim Mesira. So where there are Eidim Mesira, according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need any Eidim. So what are you going to tell me now? That if there's one Eid, I mean, if there's no Eidim Mesira, so there's nothing to talk about according to Rabbi Elazar. If you're going to assume Rabbi Elazar is only Eidim Mesira Kasha. So there's nothing to talk about. Because he insists, you're going to tell me Rabbi Elazar insists on Eidim Mesira, so then, what are you telling me that if there's one Eid on the shtar, that I've lost Mamzer? I mean, is there Eidim Mesira? Is there not Eidim Mesira? Why should we talk about this stuff? Okay? So you must say, if there's no Eidim Mesira, it's no good. So you must say, Rav was speaking where there are Eidim Mesira. So if there are Eidim Mesira there, right, there are Eidim Mesira, so why should it be with one Eid of Vlad Manzi? Doesn't make any sense. If there's no Eidim Mesira, so one Eid is going to make it worse. That's what the Rift says. Okay? Even where there's no eight on the star, it's kosher. You must say, need the apostle Rav the eight echod. Since you see Rav apostles by one A, and he's machsher with his eight in Mesira, afilu leke eight echod, he's machsher even without eight echod. Shamina the high the apostle echad echad the lack eidem mesira. Ve'ike b'chasim eshnei eidem mechsha. Rav got the lack eidem mesira. So you must explain Rav. And what is Rav saying? Rav is saying like this. Rav holds that I hold like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar never maintained only eidem mesira. He maintained eidem chasima also. Since he maintained eidem chasima also, so therefore he said that if there's one eid, it's a vlad mamza. You got to be careful. Two eidem would be fine, but it's all without eidem mesira. Because if you're speaking with Eidim Mesira, it can't be Avlad Mamza. Because how could the Eid make it worse? You don't need any Eidim at all. So you must deduce, the Rif says from this Gemara, from this Halach of Rav, that Rabbi Elazar didn't hold exclusively Eidim Mesira. But he maintained that Eidim Chasimah are also good. Then he said, but Ksav Sofer and Eid Echad, don't make the mistake of thinking Ksav Sofer is considered like an Eid, and then one Eid on the bottom is two, and it's Kosher. That's wrong. It's Avlad Mamza. If you want to have a kosher shtar, you have to have ksav sofer. And besides ksav sofer, what do you need? Two good eidim. So you see, he holds that eidim chasim akasim. That's the rift. Can't budge. I mean, the argument is ironclad. Okay. Then he goes on. He says, "V'hainu d'toni she'ein ha'eidim chosmin alaget element me'tikinol." He says, moreover, we say according to Rabbi Elazar holds that you should preferably have v'chatchilo. You should have what? You should have two Eidim where? On the get anyways. Not because he holds like Rav Meir, but because of Tikkun Olam. Alright? That's the way he learned flame shot in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Rif says like this. Klom, what does it mean? Klom, adi leke beget Eide Chasima. If there are no Eide Chasima in the get, Elon Nitin Beide Mesir Bovad, Zinnin de Maisi Eide Mesir Vossi Barom Aram Akalkola. Because sometimes Eidim Mesira will die. And therefore, when they'll die, so now the Baal come and they'll contest the get. Okay? Hilkoch, Takinu, Sheyiyu, or Eidim Chosmin beget. That's why they made the Takoda that the Eidim should sign on the get. Why? The Iyasi Baal Ma'arar. Because if the husband comes and contests the get, Mafkele Legito, Mekaimelo the Eidim Chosimo, the Dachyale. So then he could take out the shtar, she could take out the shtar, and she shows that she has a get with two Eidim on it, and his claims against the get, that they're false, will be completely destroyed. Okay? So he says like this. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Elazar, she should have two Eidim sign on the get. So the Rif says, this again proves what we're saying. Why? The Isal kadaitach delos sagilon be'edei chasimah. if you're going to say according to Rabbi Loza that Eidei Chasima are invalid, Ela Adi Eidei Mesira, but you require only Eidei Mesira. My Tikkun Olam Ika. How is this going to help if you have two Eidim sign on the get? It's true that you can be Mekayim the get, and you'll show that the signatures of the Eidim are authentic, and you'll be Mekayim the get, and therefore you have an excellent star, fine. But Lichush Dilma Lois Yavle be Eidim Mesira. Let's be afraid, Dilma Lois Yavle be law. Lois Yavle be Eidim Mesira. Maybe he didn't give her the get with Eidim Mesira. Okay? Because according to Rabbi Lazar, if you're going to maintain according to Rabbi Lazar, you must always have Eidei Mesira. So what good is the two signatures on the shtar that she's holding? He comes and he contests the get. This is a false get. She says, what do you mean? I have authentication for the get. It's two Eidim signed on the bottom. So all he has to say, all we have to say basically is that doesn't mean a thing. Why? Because according to Rabbi Lazar, the get must be given up with Eidei Mesira. And Eidei Mesira, it's Eidei Kilum. Eidei Mesira actually makes the Gershon calm. So therefore, if Eidei Mesira make the Gershon chal, so how do you know from the Eidei Chasima that it was given over in the presence of Eidei Mesira? So therefore the Rif says, what kind of Tikkun Olam is this? If you're going to say Rabbi Lazar maintains that Eidei Mesira Tarsi and only Eidei Mesira Tarsi, all right? So now you're going to have you afraid that the get is going to be contested. So what are you going to do? You produce a shtar that has two Eidim. Yeah, but according to Rabbi Lazar, it must be given over in front of Eidim Mesira. The two Eidim on the shtar don't say that it was given over in front of Eidim Mesira. Alright? What is the Rif saying, basically? The Rif saying everything's fine except this one fact I don't know. What does it mean? He means like this. He means, there's a Xeris HaKasar of Shtaris. What is a Xeris HaKasar of Shtaris? That you have two Eidim signed on a get, on a shtar, regular shtar. Two Eidim are signed on a shtar. And you are the bearer of that shtar. So the halacha midaraisa is that you have a goddess edus that this shtar was given over to you. Alright? So you'll ask me if that's the case, or what's the risk kasha? I'm just trying to explain the risk kasha. The risk thing is like this. That there's a xeris across the shtar. Which means, again, that if you are holding a shtar, let's say, for instance, if I want to borrow money from you, so what I do is I tell somebody right up a shtar that I owe so-and-so X amount of dollars, and I have two Eidim signed, okay? Then we give the shtar, then I give the shtar to you, right? So you'll ask me every shtar, why should it be good? I'll say, I wrote it up, I was indecisive, I had it on my table, it was laying there, and I didn't know what to do. Will I borrow the money? Sure enough, man, they don't need the money. Think about it. You happen to come, you're a good friend of mine, come in the house to see the shtar, and you see it's written out in your name, you pick it up, you go home. So what good is the shtar? I could always say that I never gave it to you. So the shtar is worthless. So what's the answer? The answer is that that's the xeris hakasar of shtaros. The answer is the xeris hakasar of shtaros is that if you are holding the shtar, it's halachically considered to Eidim that I gave you the shtar. You didn't get the shtar, I gave you the shtar. Otherwise you have no xeris hakasar of shtaros. That's the very xeris hakasar. Jezgar says that the shtar is magid for the tefas. The shtar is testimony b'chsav, I've got to say this b'chsav, for the tefas of shtar. That's what it means. You can't ask any question. So what is the Rif asking over here? Why is the Rif questioning the shtar in over here? So why is the Rif questioning the shtar? We see there's a question of shtars. So the Rif says very simply, the Rif says, the reason why the Rif's questioning is because the Rif says like this, you can only derive from the shtar that which the xeris akasiv permits you to derive, but nothing more. So the xeris akasiv tells you that what? That if you're holding the shtar, that it's a raya that he gave it to you. That the dasim eschayev, the one who was at loss, the dasim eschayev gave it to you. That's the xeris akasiv. But the xeris akasiv doesn't include how he gave it to you. So that's all very fine and nice when it comes to what? When it comes to a shtar raya dealing with mama. Because if you're dealing with a shtar raya and money, so over there we say, the xeris akasiv says, if the malva is holding the shtar, that he's an authentic malva and he receives this shtar through the das and the schayiv, through the knowledge of the person on the shtar who owes him the money. That's the xeris akasiv. But the Xerxes has never said a word about how he received it. There's no Xerxes like that. So the Rif's kasha is that even though you're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Loza, that the Edom should sign on the get mitnei tikkun ha'olam, so that's very nice that you're telling me it was true, that the Baal gave it to the Isha. He was willing to give it to the Isha, and she didn't grab it from him. Very nice. But if you're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Loza, that that's not enough to create Gershon, but what do you have to have in order to create Gershon? You acquire Edom Asira. Where in the Xeris HaKosav of Shtaros does it say that this Shtar was given over in front of Edom Asira? You're borrowing, where are you getting the whole idea of Ein Edom Chosam HaGel and Ligu and they take it on? Where are you getting the whole idea of sticking on one from? You're borrowing it from Shtar Raya. You're borrowing it from Shtar Raya. But Shtar Raya never said to Shtar Raya anywhere is how the Shtar was given over, the conditions of the way it was given over, only was given over in the Gosh of the Fire. So you can't apply more to the get in this case than the case from which you're deriving it from the Xeris HaKosav. And the Xeris HaKosav only says it was given to Daito. Fine, so now we know that a man willingly gave this get to his wife. Sure, he gave it to her in his house when nobody was there. What raya do we have that she's Midrashas? So you're going to say, well, we'll bring the Edom that were there. Oh, so what do you have to have him sign the get for? So there's no ticket over. Okay? That's the Rif's. That's the Rif's raya. So the Rif says a second proof. Apparently, the Rif doesn't bank as much on the second proof as the first one. The first one is the main raya, but the second one he says the Tikkun Olam will not be able to be brought out. But that's something. But those are his two rayas. Two rayas that you must say according to Beloza, Eide Chasim Akas. Okay. Elavadai, kol heicha de'ika eide chasima, you must say according to Rabbi Loza that wherever you have eide chasima, it's eide chasima kasi, and lo bo'in eide mesira. V'chol heicha de'ika eide mesira, lo bo'in eide chasima. It's either or according to Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza held either you can do with eide chasima if you want, or you can do with eide mesira. Af eide mesira kasi. When Rabbi Loza said it aloha, he didn't say only eide mesira, af eide mesira. Okay, so he says the bechad minay usagya elamihu. He says, however, hani mili b'di'evet. That's only b'di'evet that either or is good. Iname the shtak chiyedim mesira pesuin. If we find that yedim mesira were possible and with two sets, well, you said two sets of edim. The law mina a dianacious issue. Elaho the ika ede chasima vehin kisherim vaget yotze mitachas yodah. And the get, and she has the get, she's the holder of the get. It's under her yacht. Then it's a good gershon. But the Rif says, l'chatchilo, that's not good enough. And those, they are the essential edim. Yedei mesira. She'ein oedim chosmen ala get, elam it may tikkun olam. Kidamrinan, the other Gita, Kaime de Mesira. The Maise de Mesira, Kaime de Chasima. So it's Tikkun Olam. So the Rif says there's a strange thing in the Rif, but the Rif has a lachatchila in b'di'eved, even though it's not in mitzvos. Even though it's not in mitzvos, even though it's in halacha. He has a lachatchila in b'di'eved. That's something that's a little bit hard to understand. Because ordinary lachatchila b'di'eved, how does it work? Because there's an additional kiyum in the mitzvah. Which if you don't have that kiyum, that additional feature, you're still yotze. Okay, so l'chatchila you try to have the additional, to do the performance with the additional kiyum, and by the other, if you didn't do it that way, but you still had the mitzvah. But over here, I mean, we're not dealing with mitzvahs. You can't say it means the mitzvah of Garish Vishta. We're not dealing with a mitzvah. In dealing with the halachic transaction, halacha transaction, if Eide Chasima suffice, so I mean, what is the halacha of Lachatchila? What is the Lachatchila of Eide Mesira? I mean, that's something which is that easy to explain. But why did the Rif bring it in over here? The Rif brought it in for a good reason. What's the reason? Because the Rif and all those who maintain like him, that Eide Mesira are valid according to Rabbi Loza, not only Eide Mesira, but they're valid besides Eide Chasima. So the question is, the Gemara should have said, Af Eide Mesira Kasi. afeta mesira kasa. So the rif is agavocha. I mean, he's quietly answering that objection by saying that it couldn't have said afeta mesira kasa, because if it would have said afeta mesira kasa, it would be giving them both equal value. You see. So the Rif says, well, that's not true, because the main Edom are the Edom Isir. That's why Rabbi Lozo says Edom Isir Kas, because that's the Hein Leker. But in the event that the Edom Isir proved to be Psur, then we would say Edom Chasim Akasi also. But Lachatchili shouldn't do it that way. Lachatchili, you have to have the Edom Isir. He's answering the question why Rabbi Lozo didn't say Af Edom Isir Kas. That's what he's addressing that problem. But the only thing is, we don't understand the explanation. Alright? We don't understand the explanation too well. If it's good, if it's valid, so what? So why is it? What's wrong? Why can't you do Eidah Mesirah Kasi also? Yes? Eidah Chasimah Kasi, L'chatchila. Then he adds on one thing, which we'll come back to maybe after this year. He adds on one thing. He says, L'chazina L'goyim. He says, and I saw one of the goyim that says, the Omar, at the Yadin, you should know. The high, the Omar Rabbalozah Ksav Sofa Ve'ed Havlad Mamzer. So you should know that that which Rabbalozah says, that the Ksav Sofa and the Eid, it's Havlad Mamzer, he says, he recognized the problem of the Rif, the first Raya of the Rif. He says, Mushum the Havyaloha Milsil Rabbalozah Kimizuyif Mitocha. Because if you have Ksav Sofa on one Eid, it's considered like Mizuyif Mitocha. Rabbalozah's moda that Mizuyif Mitocha is possible. In other words, Rabbalozah says like this. Rabbalozah says that you don't need to weigh them on the get. Don't need to weigh them. Don't need them on the get. But, however, Rabbalozah, we know that halacha, Rabbalozah is moda that if you have Edom Psulim sign on the get, then it's possible. The whole get is possible. Okay, that's a whole area in itself. Mizuyif Mitocha. But we know this for a fact, that according to Rabbalozah, if a Kor of a Apostle signs on that get, then there is no doubt that the get is possible, even according to Rabbalozah, and even though you have Eidah Mesirah. Alright? It's a separate parsha. But that's halacha that the Rabbalozah, we know, holds that way. So this Goyin saw the Rif's question from Rav. What kind of statement is Rav making that Ksav Sofer and Eid Echad is Avlad Mamz according to Rabbalozah? Doesn't make any sense. Because it must be speaking with Eidah Mesirah. If you're going to hold on only Eidah Mesirah, Karsi, so it must be Eidah Mesirah. Edom is here. No Edom are good. So what's wrong with one Edom? Like the Rif says, Migregari, is it worse if you have an Edom, if you have no Edom whatsoever? So this Goyin says, no problem. Why? He says, because with one Edom, this is just like, according to Rabbalozah, if you have Edom Psulim signed on the get. If you had Edom Psulim signed on the get. So that's why Rav, in other words, he says, really, Rabbalozah holds only Edom is here, Karsi. The Rif's Kasha, if only Edom is here, Karsi, why is it Ksav Sofer and Eid Echad, Havlad Mamzer, what are you talking about? Without any Eid, it's Kasha. So, the Otu Eid Echad Migregari. So he says, yeah, it is Migregari. Because if you have one Eid, so it's like Mizuyif Mitocha. I mean, we don't understand what is going on. Oh, hell, what kind of Mizuyif Mitocha is made Kasha? Mizuyif Mitocha, according to Rabbalozah, is if you have Edom Psulim signed on the Shtar. And the Gemara says, if you have Shalolah Smar, if it's Shalolah Smar, is also considered Mizuyif Mitocha. The Gemara, Yerushalmi have a hard time with that Gemara. How Shalolah Smar is Mizuyif Mitocha. But this Goyin is saying that one Eid is considered Mizuyif Mitocha. I mean, hard to understand what he's talking about. But the Rif quotes him, and the Rif says, in the end he says, even though what this Goyin says contradicts what we are saying, I saw fit to write it. This is Malach HaShemayim, and you don't just write that which is in line with your opinion. Okay. Apparently the Rif held that what the Goyin was saying made some kind of sense. Otherwise he wouldn't quote him. But we don't understand, I mean, what this Goyin is saying. What's this for Chazina LeGoyin? What is he saying? All right, maybe at the end of this year we'll come back to the Goyin. All right. That's one point everybody agrees on. All the Rishonim agree on. That according to Rabbi Meir, A.J. Mesirah, what? Otherwise, he has no machlokes. the right, we're going to take the run. The right place to start in the run is Dr. Menzain on the base, where he says on the, in the second column, where you have in the brackets the Ilda Pe'ala from the base. All right? Halacha Kistam Mishnah, Elavadai. You got it? Elavadai. Elavadai Mikol Hani Mashma. So he says, you see from all these cases, the Rebbe El Ozan Namu Sagi Be'eli Hasim. The riff's argument. Proof. Eloi says, Shehoraz HaLevi Zal Hitcha. But the Balamar asked one question. Why? Misugi the Perk Mishayanos. He asked the question from the Gemara in Ksubas. Alright, very well known Gemara. Shnei Shtaras HaYotzim B'Yom Echad. You have two Shtaras that have the exact same date. In other words, you have one piece of property, one house, and you have two deeds. Two people come with Shtaras that say this piece of property belongs to them. So of course, ordinarily, what does Bezdin do? So Bezdin takes a look at the dates. And the one that has the prior date, he, at least we have something now, we have a Cheskas Marikama. So he's the previous owner for sure. And the question is whether the second person actually bought it from him. Okay, so now we have to start analyzing. But at least we can start the Tintera here. But what happens when you have two Shtaras, exact same document, same date, exact same day. So the Yotzim B'Yom Echad, same day. So what do you do in such a case? All right, so it's machlokes. Rav amar yachloku, u'shmul amar shidu d'dayni. So Rav says, very simple, you divide the property in half. Okay, so Rav says that you divide the property in half. And Shmuel says, shoot at the dining. What does shoot at the dining mean? Shoot at the dining means that the Dayanim themselves have to try to figure out what the best solution is. They have to try to figure it out. In other words, they have to go by any scraps of evidence that they could put together to determine who they think rightfully owns this property. But there's no other way, by the deeds you can't go, because the shtaras are the same day. So therefore they have to try to determine, try to use their intellectual acumen to determine who really is the owner of the property. They can't split it. That's what it is. Shoot at the dining. They have to determine. It's either A's or B's. Okay. Now the question is like this. So that in itself could be a machlekes, which is... But we're not going to go into this. What is shooter? Is shooter better? Yeah, local better. That happens to be machlokes, which is preferable for Bezdin to do. But that's not the machlokes over here, the Gemara says. The separate question, which is preferable to Bezdin to do? Should Bezdin simply divide, or should Bezdin try to determine the rightful owner? Okay. But at any rate, that's a separate question. The question over here, the Gemara says, is not really whether shooter is superior or whether yachloka is superior. It's not a question of which one is a superior form of judgment. You see? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says very simple what this machlokes is really. The Gemara says Rav Amar Krab Meir or Shmuel Amar Krab Elazar. In other words, everybody would agree that Bezdin could never pass a verdict of Yachloku if in fact Yachloku is not true. Bezdin can't pass such a verdict. Because it belongs to A or B. What do you mean Yachloku? Yachloku can't get out of Pesach with Yachloku, and we don't know who it is, A or B. So everybody agrees that Yachloku is not really a good judgment. But the Gemara is like this. Rav Meir holds Yachloku because he holds Eidei Chasima Kavsa. He holds that what really does the clinches the deal, it's the Eidei Chasima on the shtar. So therefore, he says like this. Shneim bavas achas nechtavu. Dolo kasvinin shows. Alright? Because according to him, he says Rav that says Yachloku maintains that it's that Shnei Shtar, that who is the chorus over here? What is the chorus? Eidei Chasima the chorus. So Eidei Chasima the chorus on the shtar, it doesn't say date, hours. It says date, but it doesn't say which hours. So So since the document is written, and it just they both are the same day, so when is the property actually transferred to the people? The end of the day. The end of the day. Okay? So since it's transferred at the end of the day, and both have the identical document, so it's going to come out. It's going to split up automatically. Because each one has a document for the same property, and the end of the day, these documents are going to be chal. So it's one shkias achama for both shtaris, and therefore, what happens is the property is divided in half. That's what happens. They both have shtaris, so they're both zocha. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, that's according to Rabbi Meir. So you have Yachloku. But according to Rabbi Loza that says, Eidei Mesirat Karsi, that he holds that you have to give over shtar, not with Eidei Chasima, but with Eidei Mesirah. So he says, Nimsa Le'echot Kodim L'Chavero. So one person receives a shtar before the other. Ve'i Demar Lo Demar. If it belongs to A, it doesn't belong to B. And Mishir Machi Avdin Yeshuda. That's what Beznes to determine who's the rightful owner. Then he said, Rabbi Loza, Nami Beida Chasima Karsi. So he says, like this. But if you're going to say, that's all good, if you're going to say that Rabbi Loza holds only Eidei Mesirat Karsi. So therefore, the case must be, by Shnei Shtaris V'Yotzim Yom Echad, even though there's Eidei Chasima on the document, but it must have been given over in front of Eidei Mesirat according to Rabbi Loza. Because according to Rabbi Loza, Eidei Chasima are worthless. Okay? But if you're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Loza, that Eidei Chasima are also good, so now, why is he different than Reb Meir? Because we don't see any Eidei Mesirah in the case. We don't have any Eidei Mesirah in the case. We just have two shtaris in front of us. And according to Rabbi Loza, you could use Eidei Chasima. So what do we have to assume? There was Eidei Chasima here. So according to him, she also be a chorto. You see? So the Baal HaMor says, this Gemara goes against the Rif. Why? Because according to the Rif, it's not just Eidei Mesirah Karsi, but Eidei Chasima Karsi. So why does the Gemara say by Shnei Shtaris Yotzim Yom Echad according to Rabbi Meir we understand Yachloku? Because it's Chal at the end of the day simultaneously for both of them, because the Eidei Chasima are Magid on the date of the Shtar but not on the hours of the Shtar. And therefore the end of the day is the same for both Shtaris, and the Shtar, the moment the day is over, the property is going to be given equally to both, since it's Dinim Mominus, and Dinim Mominus is no problem. You can divide it so each one gets half. That's good according to Rabbi Meir, right? But according to, but the Gemara goes, but according to Rabbi Loza, if you're going to say that Eidei Mesirah Karsi, so that means that the Eidei Chasima and the Shtar are totally worthless. So therefore, it had to be given over in front of Eidei Mesirah. So then you're right. Then you have to say Shuvah D'Dayanu, right? But right. But if you're going to say the Baal HaMor says, according to the Rif, that Eidei Chasima Karsi, so therefore, what does Bezdin see? Bezdin sees a shtar with the Eidei Chasima on it. And according to Rabbi Loza, that's fine too. So why should they assume that there were Eidei Mesirah in the picture? Okay? So they should also say Yachloka. Because according to Rabbi Loza, this is a good idea, Eidei Chasima. So you see from this Gemara, the Baal HaMor says that Eidei Mesirah Karsi alone, according to Rabbi Loza, not Eidei Chasima also. You understand? Okay. So the Ramban tackles this one. Ramban Zalkiris. The Afagav there was a mode the Eidei Chasima Karsi Nikomakon Kivan Shein Kosvin shows in Konel Misofayam. Since you don't write hours on the star, so it's Konel Misofayam. The Zeshem Masalo Betchila Konel Mishas Mesira. The Mesira Konel Shos. Mishum Hachi Ikalamei Mashuda. All right. So he says like this. So he says that according to according to Rabbi Loza, since Eidei Mesirah Karsi, so it'll be different even though the shtar is written for the same date, okay. Even though Rabbi Loza noted it is more there, Simakasi, but since you don't write shows on the shtar, so it's kind of misofayon. All right, fine. But zeshem muscle but feel a kind of mishas mesira, the mesira kind of the shows. Mishumachi lame mesira. All right. He says, but maybe you'll say that what your other problem, that maybe he knows the essential problem. That what? That who says that it was given over? Who says that it was that it was given over in front of Eide Messira, that it should make the difference. He says, maybe there were only Eide Chasima, right? There's no problem. He says, according to Rabbi Elazar, what is Kona? Rabbi Elazar holds both, Eide Chasima or Eide Messira. But the Messira could be Kona, according to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Meir, it's only the Shtar. So according to Rabbi Meir, at the end of the day, is going to divide it, right? But according to Rabbi Elazar, Messira Sashtar is Kona, right? So he says, so he had to give it over to one before the other, right? You'll tell me Yafan gave it over, but there were no Eidim. Says he doesn't need Eidim. Why? Because Messira's Baldin came Eidim done. The very giving over of the Baldin, in Dina Momenis, we say her daughter's Baldin came Eidim done. So therefore, in Dina Momenis, you don't require Eidim Lakiyam Adava. You don't require Eidim Lakiyam Adava like you require by Gittin and Kedushin. So what does it? The Messira itself can do it. But the only thing is, he's telling me you need Eidim. Yeah, the Baldin himself, that's fine. Because the halacha isn't in a momentous, her daughter's Baldin can Eidim done, which means that Baldin can be Mosin and can say, look, I owe you, I agree, I owe you $1,000, and that's enough, that's like 100 Eidim. So when it comes to being a momentous, you don't need real Eidim. The Baldin himself is enough to effectuate the chalos chiyuv. So the Ramban says over here also that Messiah's Baldin can Eidim done. So therefore, when it comes to being a momentous, you don't need it. So therefore the Ramban says that what? That answers the Balamar's question. Balamar's question was, why is it according to Rabbi Elazar that you have to say Shudu the Daini, you can't say Achloku? The answer is very simple. Because Messiah is Baldin, he made him dummy. So therefore he gave it over to one guy before the other. So it's true that Yerichsim and Neshtar, Yerichsim and Neshtar don't testify to any hours, but to the full day, yeah, fine, it's good. But nevertheless, there wasn't Messiah yet. And the Messiah had to be done in front of Eidim because Dinim Mominus, Messiah's Baldin, can Eidim dummy. So whoever got it first, he's the one that owns it. So therefore, Bezin can't say Yechlota, they have to do Shudu. That's Ramban's answer. Inami, the Ode. Moreover, if you don't like that teretz, Ramban says, if you don't want to say Messiah's Baldin, can Eidim dummy, I have another possibility here. The Ode, the Hainu Shudu, Damrin, and Hochi Hava. So he says, moreover, if you don't want to say that Messiah's Baldin can Eidim Dami, he says, so you don't have to say that. You don't like that shot. Okay, fine. But there's another possibility. That's what Shudah the Daini means. Shudah the Daini means to see whether they were Eidim Messiah or not. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's nothing to talk about. I mean, Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, there's nothing to talk about. Because at the end of the day, divides it equally. But according to Rabbi Elazar, we're introducing Messiah, so that's why you have to have Shudah the Daini. Because Bezin has to sit down and try to determine if the way they Messiah, in fact. So that's why it's that Shudah the Daini. So you have no problem anymore. So the Riff is right. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. The Ram doesn't like the Ramban's answers. Okay, but Kitzur, the Ram doesn't like the Ramban's answers. Because, first of all, he doesn't know from Messiah's Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. He says if that was the case, it should even work by Gittin. Alright? And then he says, moreover, he says that if you're going to say that the shoot is to discover whether they were Eidim Messiah, he says, that's a crazy assumption. Why should I assume that? Because all I see is Eide Chasima, so why should I make that assumption? So, at any rate, the Ram rejects Ramban's answers, and he's left with the question of the Balamar. What do you do with the Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav and Shmuel, which is closely based on the Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar? Well, how could you have that Machlokes according to the Riff? Because according to the Riff, it doesn't work out, because according to the Riff, it's Af Eide Messira Karsi. So therefore, this Eide Chasim is also good, so this should both say Yachlokum. That's what the Ram says. The Ram says, it's on the, you see where the lines get wide. So if you go up two lines, Avo Mashti Nirali Bazek, the Ram says. But what I think the story is like this. The Rabbi Elazar Svirulei de Eide Messir Bil Chut Karsi. So Rabbi Elazar holds really only Eide Messir Ar Karsi. This is the Eide Chasima, Lo Karsi. It's a very innovative Ram. Behind the Amin Bechol Duchta. The Rabbi Elazar Svirulei de Eide Messir Ar Karsi. The law mean an Af Eide Messir, because that was a big problem. Why did he say Af Eide Messir? Umiyu. My demoter Rabbi Elazar Eide Chasima Mahani, Kainu Mishim de Svirulei Sheh Messira Koresis Kol Sheyesh B'Shaita Eidim Ben Sheyim Eidim Ala Messira Atzma or Gufa Dava. So It doesn't matter what kind of Adam. The laws are all Adam and Sirikasi. But it doesn't matter whether there are physical Adam, actually two people, or whether the Adam on the, you have Adam on a shtar. That's also good. Okay? That which we've shown that according to Rabbi Elazar, even without Adam and Sirah is good. Lav mishum is related to Chassanatas. It's not because of Adam and Sirah. No. Elisham Masira caresses. Mikivan sheyesh Adam al ikar adova. Dahavalu eide chasima ke eide Masira. Because in this case, the eide chasima is just like the eide Masira. Sharei get yotzim etachas yodo. The eidim halolo. Ubi yadua shabal masrala. Vinyimsu ki ilu hein atzim eidim ala Masira. Okay? The Ran Svar is like this. You see, you have to understand, what does it mean when we say Eide Chasima Kasi? What does it mean? What's the Machlaikas Rabbi Elazar and Rav Meir? Eide Chasima Kasi, Eide Masira Kasi. And Machlaikas really is, what is a shtar? How does a shtar work? According to Rav Meir, it's Eide Chasima Kasi. What does it mean? It means, what makes the Gershon? What produces Gershon? What produces Gershon, the Meir says like this. The Torah says, the chos of lo sefer krisis. He must write a sefer krisis, the nasim b'yada. So what creates the Gershon? The sefer krisis. Okay? So Rabbi Meir takes a look at the pasuk and he says, what is sefer krisis? What is sefer krisis? Sefer krisis is a shtar. Okay, what's a shtar? The shtar is a regular shtar that we know, we're familiar with, the shtar raya. You have a text. And then underneath the text you have two witnesses, and the moment you hand over this text to the person, then it becomes effective. All right. So Rav Meir says the shtar raya from, or the universal shtar raya, is what the Torah is talking about over here by Get. Except ordinarily it's just the shtar raya, but over here it's going to effectuate a krisis. The raya will effectuate a krisis. Really, there are two stages in a get. The first stage in a get is, in a shtar. You write up a document as to the event. So-and-so lent so-and-so so much money. Meantime, so far, you have nothing. Does anybody can write anything he wants? Nothing. Then you have two Adam sign the document. All right? Two Adam sign the document, it becomes, the statement becomes Adam. Okay? The Chasima Sa'edim renders the statement Eidus. Okay. Now the moment the statement becomes validated, then it is in potential. It has the potentiality to be realized. When is it realized? Through Masira. The moment you give this document to the other party, the moment the Das Mischayev hands over the document over to the malva is toe-faced the document, then it becomes realized. So a shtar really is a document when it's signed, which is I gotta say this, but it's only I gotta say this in potential. Not actually I gotta say this. The potential becomes realized when it's transferred to the party that is the claimant. In the situation, the marvel. Okay.
When it's received.
Before it's received, there are three steps. When you first write it, it's worthless. You see, that's why, for instance, the Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin, according to Rabbi Meir, the Torah says the chos of lo lishma, and you must write to get lishma. So Rabbi Meir says that's not tzitzit. You can walk by and find a get, beautiful get, written for somebody else, provided you have the same names. You find it in the ashpa and you pick it up. And you get Adam to sign the Chasima Lishma. But the text itself of the Shtar, according to Rabbi Meir, does not require Lishma. Why doesn't it require Lishma? Because according to Rabbi Meir, you see, what kind of a Shtar is it? It's a regular Shtar Raya. Which means to say that when you write down something in a piece of paper, it's valueless. It doesn't mean anything. Because you can write anything you want in a piece of paper. But the moment you have Adam sign it, then it becomes in potentia. A document of testimony. The moment the Adam signed, Chasima Sa'edim. What makes the words in the shtar have any value? Chasima Sa'edim. So therefore, Rav Meir maintains that only the Chasima has to be the Shema. Not the Chos of Law doesn't mean writing the Shema. Yeah, it means writing. But writing means that the writing has value, not some writing. So therefore, when the Torah says the Chos of Law, it means a Chasima card. It's referring to the chasima, because the chasima really makes the writing have a value. Without the chasima, the writing's worthless, because you're talking about a shtar raya. What kind of shtar raya is it? I could sit at home, dream up anything I want, and write down a piece of paper. It's worthless. But when Adam sign it, when you have a testimony of two Adam that sign it, then it has a value. And what will cause the... When is it realized? When you transfer it. When you transfer it. So Rav Meir says like this, that ordinarily Rav Meir says, a shtar raya midaraisa means that you write down that so-and-so owes you... you have somebody, the lover writes, that I owe so-and-so money. So the lover writes, I owe so-and-so money. All right, if you want to lend somebody money, so you tell them, instruct them to write that way. And the lover instructs the sofer to write it. Then he instructs the eidim to sign it. And then he hands it over. And the moment he hands it over to the malva has a raya. He has the power of two eidim. He has a gzesekos of two eidim to be gover. Okay?
To be gover,
the shtar. Now it's now the hagodas eidis pechsav is realized. Okay? So what does Rav Meir say? Rav Meir says, get works the exact same way. That get, it's not the transference of it's not the transference of the get that creates the gershon, according to Rav Meir. What creates the gershon, according to Rav Meir? The realization of the shtar, biyado isha. That's what creates the gershon. The transference is only a means. Because according to Rav Meir, it's eide chasima kash. It's just like a shtar raya. The moment this raya becomes realized, the moment the raya sashtar becomes realized for the tofes, the gershin takes effect. Mesira is only a means, actually, to produce the effectiveness of the raya sashtar. But what creates the gershin? When does the gershin take place? Biyad ha'isha, when that document becomes a shtar raya, when it's effective as a shtar raya. When is it effective? The moment she receives it. Before she receives it, it's nothing. Okay. So therefore, Rav Meir maintains that the chasima sa'edim only has to be lishma. Ksiva is nothing, because it's the framework of raya. When does the gershin take place? The moment she holds it, just like because when the bearer of the shtar raya has possession, takes possession of the shtar, that's when it becomes a shtar, that's when it becomes effective. So according to Rav Meir, it's a different kind of gershin. It is not the gershin of mesira. The gershin is the realization of the words of the shtar, the tfisa. Her tfisa creates gershin. So therefore, Rav Meir says, you don't need any eidim. What do you need them on the outside for? You don't need them on the outside. It is simply the realization of the shtar. He gives her the shtar privately. She takes hold of it. The shtar is realized, and there she is accomplished. That's what Rav Meir understands. Okay? It's true, according to Rav Meir, it matters how the Mesira takes place also. Because Tli Gitach Me'al Gabay Karka is no good. I want to borrow money from somebody. So I write up the shtar, and then I have the eidim sign it, and I have it on the table, and I tell them I'll take it. That's fine, no problem, I have to go get it to them. But over here, a mayor would be moda that wouldn't be valid. Would not be valid in such a case, because the Torah says, v'nosan b'yado, so it's true. So if he tells her, pick it up off the table, it's no good. He must give it to her in a certain way. But that, according to Rav Meir, is a mere detail. That's a halacha. He must give it to her in a certain way. And we'll see, the Ben Tam talks about it. We can get to the Ben Tam and talks about that point. Good point. But nevertheless, according to Rav Meir, what is the substance of the gershon? What creates the gershon is the tfisa. The tfisa creates the gershon because that's when the shtar really becomes valid, qualified as an object, as an instrument of Haggadah. Before that moment, it's nothing. Okay? Yes. That's the way Rav Meir views the whole idea of get. Okay? Is that clear? That's what Rabbi Lozzer all over it. Now, Rabbi Lozzer, on the other hand, maintains this difference. Rabbi Lozzer maintains this. Yeah, see, according to Rabbi Meir, that's for Chosav La Sefer Krisis. That's the Sefer. The Sefer is Koros. Right? That's the Pasuk. The Chosav La Sefer Krisis. Sefer is Koros. When it becomes a Sefer, then the Krisis takes place. According to Rabbi Lozzer, that's not true. While it is true that you have such a thing as a Shtar Raya in general, that's true, you have a Shtar Raya in general, but that's very good when you're not dealing with effectuating a Chalos. You're dealing with Malva Valova, so I give somebody money, so they give me a shtar in return. Fine, it's a good shtar raya. So I go to say this b'chsav, wonderful. But it doesn't effectuate a chalos. Rabbi Lozzer says you can't confuse that kind of a shtar with this kind of a shtar. This is a different thing altogether. That's a shtar raya. But over here you want a document to create a chalos. What the Torah is saying over here is something completely different. The Torah is saying you should write down Dareyat Megureshes Lei, and give it over to her in front of Eden, and the Mesiras Ashtar Bifnei Eden will create the Chalos. It's a different kind of a Ashtar. It's not a Ashtaraya at all. You can't universalize from Ashtaraya. This is a different phenomenon. It's a phenomenon of effectuating a Chalos. It's a Maisa HaKinyin, and that Ashtar that Rabbi Meir is bringing into the picture has nothing to do with it. It's a different kind of a thing. It's a statement which is written on a piece of paper and used as an instrument of Kinyin. It's a Ashtar Kinyin. So where are the Eidim? The Eidim aren't in the Ashtar. The Eidim are the ones that observe the Mesirah. Yeah, it has to be done in front of Eidim. It doesn't show up on the Shnayim. So how is it done? He writes it down on a piece of paper and he hands it to her. And the moment the Mesirah that takes place, it's just like by Kedushin. What happens by Kedushin? He gives her Tabas, he gives her Kesef, and the Eidim see the Mesirah as a Kesef, and that affects us a Chalos. It's a Chalos Kinyan. The only thing is the Chalos Kinyan over here, and by Gershon can't be done with anything else other than a document which has in writing Harayat Megureshes Neimani. Okay? That's what Rebbe Elazar says. So according to Rebbe Elazar, it's completely a concept of a transaction. The transaction creates the Chalos. So the Eidim have to witness the transaction. If the Eidim don't see the transaction, there's nothing. So we said, it's two different concepts completely. Two different concepts. According to Rebbe Elazar, there's no realization of the shtar that creates the Gershon. It's the Maisa Mesiras Ashtar creates the Gershon. The Maisa Kinyan. You might say, according to Rebbe Elazar, according to the difference in Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Meir would be that according to Rebbe Elazar, logically, the Gershon takes place a split second before than according to Rebbe Meir. Because according to Rebbe Elazar, the transaction creates the Gershon, and according to Rebbe Meir, the Tfisa creates the Gershon. And it's logical to say that the transaction precedes the Tfisa. Tfisa is a result of the transaction. So therefore, you might say, I'm just giving you a way to look at it, to view it, that according to Rebbe Elazar, it's a different Gershon, and it would take place before, logically, before, I don't know chronologically, but logically take place a split second before Meir's. And Meir's would be the feast itself, and Abelazar is the transaction. That's the Machlokes from Rebbe Meir, Abelazar. Two different shtaros, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Two different concepts altogether. Is it the realization of the shtar that creates the Gershon, or is it the transaction that creates the Gershon? Okay? That's why, according to Rebbe Elazar, when it says, V'chasav lo l'shma, what is it referring to? It's referring to the ksivas ashtar, because it's referring to the element that creates the transaction. That's the ksav itself. The ksav. So v'chosav lo means the statement in the shtar. Okay? All right, that's the machlokes of Elazar and Rebbe. No chasim. Now the Ran comes into the picture. Now the Ran says like this. He says, Since according to Rebbe Elazar is a different concept altogether, right? It's a different concept altogether. What creates the Gershon? The Mesirah creates the Gershon, right? So the Ran says like this. The Ran came up with an ingenious idea. It says like this. He says that according to Rebbe Elazar, but Rebbe Elazar's moder, that there is a Xeris HaKosov of Shtoros, right? Rebbe Elazar's moder that there's Xeris HaKosov of Shtoros, right? Which means to say that what? That Eidim Achasim Mal Ashtar, Nasa Kamishin Nechter Dusim Bezin, there is such a thing as Ashtar Raya, according to Rebbe Elazar. It does exist. It does exist. Yeah, the Pasuk in the Ayin. So the Ran says like this. So the Ran says that if you have Eide Chasima on the Ashtar, so it's a Ashtar Raya. It's a Ashtar Raya. Okay. Now here you have to say one thing in the Ran. You have to say something in the Ran. Because the Ran is making a big move. Because according to the Ran, Rebbe Elazar only has two things. He has a shtar raya, like a shtar milva, and then he has a shtar that creates a kinyan, which is a different idea altogether. The words in the shtar create a kinyan by handing it over, like a process of Nasira. Now the Ran says like this. But you see, according, and he can support it. But the halacha of shtar raya is not just by mominus. Halach of Shtaraya apparently is universal. That anytime you have a Dasam Eschayiv, you can create a Shtaraya. So you can make it get into a Shtaraya too. Because even though it's not Mamanis, even though it's Kinyonim, but nevertheless it could function as a Shtaraya wherever you have the Dasam Eschayiv tells you to write down something B'chsav. Then it becomes a Shtaraya, whether it's attesting to Mamanis or whether it's attesting to Bailos Avishas. Doesn't make any difference. You see? And that actually the Ran can prove that there's such a phenomenon. How do you know that? Maybe according to Rabbi Lazar it's not so. Maybe according to Rabbi Lazar he only has Xeris HaKar. Rabbi Meir, I understand, because Rabbi Meir says that that's for Chosul HaSefer Krisus, that the Shtaraya is actually the Megarish when the Shtaraya is realized. But according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that there's such a phenomenon? Maybe only by Dina Mominus there's an entity of a Shtaraya, but there's no Shtaraya with regard to Dina Isur, Bailos of Isur, like Gershon and Kedushin. What's the answer? How could he prove it? You have a proof that according to Rabbi Lazar that there also is such a phenomenon of Shtar. What's the proof? The proof is what the Halacha. Ain the Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam. What's Tikkun Olam? Tikkun Olam is Ain Eidim Chosma Get on the Tikkun Olam. So you see, even according to Rabbi Lazar, when Eidim signed the Get, it's considered a Shtar Raya. Okay? So now the Ran moves. He says, given that premise that it's a Shtar Raya, so now what happens is like this. Now, what does the Shtar Raya say? The Shtar Raya says that whoever's a Telfeis Shtar, so it was given to that person, right? So the Ran says, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's not just valid when. Oh, you see, according to Rabbi Lazar, what's the difference? According to Rabbi Lazar, the text of the Shtar is the Megarish in the transaction, right? So he says, fine. But if you make the Shtar into a Shtar Raya, so now when you transfer the Shtar to the Isha, so now the Isha has Eidim that it was transferred to her. Correct? The Isha has Eidim that it was transferred to her. So therefore it comes out that there's Eidim basically on the Mesira. Because these two Eidim, which are Shtar Raya, the Xeris HaKosav of Shtaris, tells you that the Dasam Eschayiv transferred it to this person. Right? So the Ran says, according to Rabbi Lazar, Eide Chasima have to be good. Rabbi Lazar is just arguing on the nature of the Megarish. What is the Megarish? The Megarish is the Mesiras HaChetzel. The Mesiras HaChetzel is the Megarish, because it's a Chetzel Shalkinyan. But the Eidim, what does the Eidim have to know? You have to have two Eidim that know that there was a Mesira. So the Ran says, very simple. There's two ways the Torah gave us two kinds of Eidim. There's Eidim in person, and then there's Eidim B'chsav from Shtar Raya. So why do you have to use only Eidim in person, according to Rabbi Lazar? You can also use Eidim B'shtar. It doesn't make any difference to Rabbi Lazar. There's two types of Eidim. So therefore, the Ran explains, that's why, according to Rabbi Lazar, Eidei Chasima Karsi also. Not preferably, but the Karsi also. Why? Because what is Rabbi Lazar saying? What's Rabbi Lazar's argument, basically? That the text of the Shtar is the Garish when you transfer it, right? And therefore, the only thing is you have to have Eidim. So there's two kinds of Eidim. Either Eidim a person, or else there's a customer of Shtaris. How do you know this is a Shtar Raya? You see, Rabbi Lazar says, I'm taking all of them. I'm just blank. So you see, it's a Shtar Raya. So now you have Eidim. So what do I care if the Eidim are in person, if the Eidim are the Eidim of the Xeris HaKosav of Shtaris? Just as long as you have Eidim on the Mesira, it's fine. He says that's why Rabbi Lazar maintains that Eidei Chasima will work, but not mitai made the Rabbi Meir. It's not because of Rabbi Meir's conceptually, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Meir's Eidei Chasima. Rabbi Lazar's Eidei Chasima and Rabbi Meir's Eidei Chasima are two different worlds. Rabbi Meir's Eidei Chasima really create the Gershon because of their Haggadah. When the Shtar becomes realized as a Shtar, Rabbi Lazar's Eidei Chasima create the Gershon simply because you have a Xeris HaKosav that tells you now you have to wait them on the Mesira. Okay? That's the Ran's answer. The Ran says with this you remove all problems. Okay? And the Ran is saying there's the Rif. The Ran is explaining the Rif. There's no problem with what the Rif's Kash is. The Rif's Kash was the Eidei Chasima, I'll tell you how it was given over. If you need Eidei Mesira, so then you have that problem. Because it has to be given over the... Okay, sure. So anyway, You understand what I'm saying? The riffs, I'm just, this is just a side point. The riff kasha. You shouldn't get confused with the kasha the riff asked before. Because the riff asked before, according to, how can the chesima work? According to Rabbi Elazar, they don't tell you how. That was when you were under the assumption that you must have Eidei Mesira. So how can Eidei Chesima tell you what's given over to Eidei Mesira? Can't tell you about the transaction. Right? But over here, we're saying you don't need Eidei Mesira. Because the Eidei Chesima themselves attest to the fact that there was a Mesira. Okay? If in the Rif was learning that the Eidei, that if you're going to say that Eidei Mesira alone are Kasi, so now your whole get is from the transaction. So now what is Tikkun Olam do? Tikkun Olam tells you, yeah, tells you, but doesn't tell you anything about the transaction, which is the Ikra Gershon. But now the Ram's saying the Eidei Chesima are valid Eidim B'chsav, so you don't need the ones in person. Use the Gzeres HaKos of Eidim. You have primary Eidim in the Torah, you have secondary Eidim in the Torah. What secondary Eidim? Eidim B'shtar. Gzeres HaKos of Eidim. These are Eidim too. So who needs Eidim in person anymore? Bring the Eidim and the Gzeres HaKos of Eidim. That will tell you that the Mesira took place. And once I have Eidim on the Mesira, now the Gershon is chal 100%. That's the Ran's idea. The Ran says, but you must be careful to remember that the Eidei Chesima of Rabbi Elazar are not the Eidei Chesima of Rabbi Meir. The Eidei Chesima of Rabbi Meir create the Gershon because the Shtar is realized as a Shtar Ayah. The Eidei Chesima of Rabbi Elazar create the Gershon because it's exactly a kusav that they're testifying about the Mesira. Because whenever you have to Eidim on a Shtar, it's Nasa Kamish Nech Kedush Mebezin, so therefore they're testifying that there was a Mesira. Once I know there was a Mesira, now the Mesira is qualified by Eidim. Fine? He says, the Sphira Lay, just the Lashon Ran, the Sphira Lay Sham Mesira Koreses Kol Shiesh B'Shaita Eidim. Bein Shehem Me'idim Ala Mesira Atzmo, which is what? Which is Eidim Mesira in person. Ola Gufa Dava. Al Gufa Dava means generally, which means the Eidim Achzav. They made it on Gufa Dava that there was a Mesira of the Baal to the Isha. See, on the Mesira Atzma, it means they actually saw the Mesira, or whether we can deduce from the Shtar, the Gzeres HaKos of Shtaris. That's Gufa Dava. What does it mean? It means we know there was a Mesira, and that's it. That's what the Ram means by Gufa Dava. Like he says later, the Nimtzu Kilo Hein Atzma Yidu HaMesira. The Ram did a lot for the Sugya. The Ram did a lot for the Sugya with Atzma. Why? Because he unified the whole phenomenon. See, there was a problem. The problem is, how could Rebbe Elazar straddle both types of get, both types of shtaros? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, a get has to work in one way. Right? A get can't work in two ways. The Torah says, v'chos av lo sefer krisus, has to have one meaning. What does it mean? And I showed you the sefer krisus of Rebbe Meir is totally different than the Sefer Krisus of Rabbi Elazar. They can't, there's no meeting point here. You can't say Rabbi Elazar holds Af Eidei Mesira Karsi. It doesn't make any sense. What does the Torah mean in the Parsha? Because of the Sefer Krisus, that's that one meaning. The Ran gave the solution to that problem. How could the Rif maintain Af Eidei? There's a conceptual problem in the Rif. Never mind the question why the Gemara didn't say Af Eidei Mesira Karsi, but there's a conceptual question. Once you understand Rabbi Meir's view of how get works, and Rabbi Elazar's view, and they're two different worlds. How is it possible that both should be united? Okay? So the answer, the Ran gave the answer. Very simple. It's united because, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's a uniform concept that Mesiras Ashtar is the Kares. The only thing is, which type of Eidim you want to use? You have two, the Torah gave you selection. You use real Eidim, use Eidim and Ashtar. But it's one concept. Okay? Now the Ran goes on. He says like this. Yes. According to the Ran, the fact that it wasn't Rigitach Megala Karka, we always assume that that's an extraneous thing. That's not the essence of the Gershon. That's an extraneous thing. Yeah, Kol Be'echshanasa. That's the basis. There's an Umdana Kol Be'echshanasa. So, yeah. And now the thing is like this. So, by the way, so the Ran really answers all the questions for Lof now. She did the dining, everything. All right, so like this. Yeah, by the way, this machlekes of Lazar and Rav Meir is machlekes in all Shtar Kinyan. Okay. He says now, like this. He says another problem that was in the wings over here, namely, the chipaskin alocha to Rabbi Elazar begitin umashma avalo bishtoros. So, the chipaskin alocha to Rabbi Elazar begitin umashma avalo bishtoros, right? Lo banu lomar de Eide Chasima konin b'shtoros. He doesn't mean to say that Eide Chasima are going to work by shtoros. The lowi, that's impossible. The bein b'shtoros, bein b'gitin, and korsin below masir. Alright? He's saying, we paskin that what we say that halacha kabbalah is a b'gitin of a lo b'shtoros. How's it possible? I mean, how can you separate getting the stars? It doesn't make any sense. They're both star kinyan. They're both star kinyan. So whatever the process is by get should be the same process by stars. So this itself is a difficult thing. The Gemara says, Allah is going to get the love of stars. But the Ran says, according to me, no problem. It's very good. He says, why? The Hochina mekam meaning the Hod, the Omar Abalaza, af the stars, lo bini shi yuchos mo'av ala star, lesser. Mishin the b'shtaros bein a shtar kliya chosim be'edim kadesh she'ei roi lama yomer rabbit v'chi havikai gavna mesira he caresses mishin she'edim achsun al shtar havikai mesira. Okay, so the Ran's like this. So the Ran says that when the Gemara says well it'll be gittin but not b'shtaros, it sounds crazy. That could be dichotomized. That's also shtar kinyan. So the Ran says no problem. Of course, Rebbe Loza really could use two types of edim. Either edim b'chsav or else edim regulated. So the Ran says all the Gemara means is that according to Rebbe Loza, you must use the Eidim Echsav when it comes to Shtaros. Why? Because by Shtaros it says Asantam B'chui Cheres L'man Yam D'Yomim Rabin, that it must be able, the testimony must be good for many years to come. When you buy a piece of property, it's not just you want to effectuate a chalois, but you want the testimony to be good for many years to come. So that's why the Torah insists you must avail yourself of which type of Eidim? Of the Eidim Chasima you must use. The secondary Eidim, the Jeris HaKosov of Shtaros Eidim, not real Eidim. But how does it work at the time? It works, the transaction actually creates the Chalos. Okay? So now the Ran says you answered the problem, a serious problem here. Because the Gemara says, oh, it was the beginning of a Lobo Shtaros, right? And it doesn't make any sense because they're both Shtaros Kinyan. But now, according to me, it's beautiful. Why? Because when we say Allah is the getting of the stars, it means in stars you have to have the Edom on the star. But what actually effectuates the chalos? Not like Rabbi Meir, the document when the document is realized. But the Mesira does it. All we're saying is Allah is the getting of the stars is that what kind of Edom you have to use. You shouldn't use the Edom in person. Use the Edom on the star. Why? Because Laman, there's an advantage in the Edom the star because Laman Yam the Yom Rabbim. But our theory in terms of how the chalos takes place is uniform, and Gitna works the same way as in Mecha. You see? So the Ran resolves a serious problem over here. How could you have a dichotomized halachic system? Umayata kol asugis mischavros. V'alfilu imasha posek shen loch grob alozah v'shtaros. Naturally. V'ahi the perek mishaya nosi lo kashi midi. What's the kashi from the Gemara before? Shnei shtaros yotzim yom echad. We had a big problem over there. She did the dining. But if you can say afei dechasim makarsi, you can have a problem because they have afei dechasim on the star. He says shap rav dini shul rabbi loza afa pishu moda afei dechasim. Kivan shein in karsim itzad chasim masan shelo kasru bar shows ela mesira ishakona v'filu masan below idim also she masla betchil akana mishum denoch som shna ma'anikei mesira mesira zukoni l'shows kishim shikon l'shows beidim al peh. Shade Mosum or Star, Lomi Tam Hasimos name Makna, Aval Rab Mayor Trim Tam Hasimos name Makna, Shere Ilu Raw, Massiva or Cosmo or Stein and Makna, the Hinch of Mosum Makna, the Shame Bashos, the Hen Yachin and Shalabo, after Lula Hilfisa, the Bidelum to Storyetic, the Kamoshkas after Lum Milo, we're going to run, and then a Thomas, okay, so very simple, so now you have no problem shooting the dying. Why? Because it's true that they both have Adam Hasim or Star. But we got to remember that the Eidim Chasim Oshtar is not the same according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Loza. According to Rav Meir, they're working Mitzvah Chasim Mosan, which means when the document becomes realized, there's a document of testimony. Now there's no date, there's no time in the Shtar. So therefore it's going to be Chal simultaneously, we'll give the field to both equally. But according to Rav Loza, the Eidim on the Shtar are really what kind of Eidim? They're really Eidim that are made on the Mesira. But what creates a transaction? The Mesira creates a transaction. So if Mesira A is prior to Mesira B, even though it's Edom on the Shtar, but it's going to belong to A, not to B, because the Edom on the Chasima really, the Edom Chasima really, just are Edom on the transaction. So therefore there's no problem. So the Sugya works up beautifully in Shnei Dan Exeris. And Mishay Nasi. And L'chatchilim B'dievet also works out according to the Ran. Because what does it mean? It means when the Torah, L'chatchilim means that you're supposed to use the system of the Torah to Tzurasa. The way the Torah actually created the halacha, and the Torah says the chasal la sefer kriyas and nosim biyada, it meant bifnei edim. It meant this name. And while it's true that there's another Xeris of Kosser of stories, which you could use also, but basically the Messias Aget Bitsurasa was not with Eide, not through the Xeris of Kosser of stories. It meant Bifne Eide Mamash. Okay? So while it's true that you could use the secondary method through the Xeris of Kosser of stories, but the Chathila person should use the real Eidim. The real Eidim. Shouldn't use the secondary Xeris HaKosel of Eidim. She's the real Eidim. The real Eidim is superior. The real Eidim is, in other words, it's a superior doer, even though the Xeris HaKosel is good enough. But the halacha is that a person should do the, should give the shtar Gershon should take place in front of Eidim Mamish, the way the parasha actually says. And not, it's true that Eidim B'Shtar is not so good, that's true, it's valid in terms of validity, it's the same, but L'chatchili should use the Eidim Atah. That's what the Rishon says. The Eidus is better, superior Eidus. And that's basically where the Parsha was given, not through the Xeris HaKosel of Shtaros. So essentially you should use the Biru of the higher form of Eidim, not the secondary Eidim. It's a different kind of L'chatchili and B'Yedah. It means you shouldn't make recourse to a secondary kind of Eidus when you have primary Eidim. That's what I mean, basically. He's very verbose. He explains it very well. So he goes, Lo ban lo ma de shtoros lo mahani, ele mishim eide chasima. Da mai neima hachi, kun chilak vim shtoros lo gittin, ele mishim gibinim de shtoros roi lam yom rabin. Achivim shem chasim de shtar, hare roi lam yom rabin. Ubekach mishir shevus hashmaitzos kulon, ve'en davish maskasha lo vifid derach zeh, Ella my dominion by each might say yes, a question. All right, another question. Now that's a separate one. Okay. And now we'll have a look at this. We have now three questions. Okay. Three questions. One question is a question that the Ron himself opens up. which is basically so the thing is that the Ron did such a wonderful job of unifying everything. I mean, he showed how the Eide Chasima really are the Eide Mesira, and therefore Rabbi Elazar has one uniform shita, that it's Mesira as a kares, and that's it. Fine. But the question is, what do we do with the Ramban? The Ramban didn't hold from the Ron's lumbus. It's obvious it is. So, otherwise we wouldn't have to give his answer. So, what do we do with the Ramban? The Ramban, it turns out, has a funny kind of thing. He has a pasuk in the Torah, v'chosav lo sefer krisis, and the pasuk has a double meaning. It means either Eide Mesira, which means that the Mesira is a kores like a maisa kinyan, or else it means Eide Chasima kasi, which Eide Chasima means that the shtar in being realized creates the krisis. Which is it? One or the other? Can't be both? You see? Okay, the methods, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar's methods are really mutually exclusive. There are two different kinds of methods. So how could the Torah be speaking about the chosel of sefer krisis has to have a meaning? What is it? Is it a kinyan? Is it a chefzer shel kinyan? A maisa kinyan? Is the ksav in the get a chefzer shel instrument with which you make a kinyan? Or is it a chasim makas? Eidei chasim makas are different kinds of altogether. How could Rabbi Elazar hold both ways? You see, Iran himself, of course, recognized this problem. That's what Iran says. He resolved this issue. Moreover, we paskin halachic Rabbi Elazar begitni lo b'shtaros. Lo b'shtaros. So it come out that by shtaros you require b'dafka eide chasima, and by gitin eide mesira. Again, you have a discrepancy here. How is it possible? Alright? Now, that's the question. That's question number one. Question number two is a question on the Ron himself. The Ron himself says that really halacha, and he's very happy about the fact that he's been able to bring into line the halacha by getting and by shtaros. But there's one difference. By get, what does he say you have to do? The chatila you're supposed to use, I mean like the rib. Eide mesira. Eide mesira. But by shar shtaros, he holds that eide chasima kasi, and only eide chasima kasi. Now let's understand why that is. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Nesatam b'kli cheres l'man yamdu yomim rabim." Very nice. So what does it mean, "l'man yamdu yomim rabim"? "L'man yamdu yomim rabim" means that you must, by a piece of property, you have to have, it has to be, you need the raya. You see, by a get, you don't need a raya. All you need is to create the halos geshem. Raya is not necessary. Everybody knows she's been gracious, and that's it. I think an olam is a far-fetched case, which they may because of agura. But basically, by get, all you need is to create a halos geshem. That's all we need, right? But by karka, where you're buying a piece of property, so with there you have to have a raya, and it's not the mechlicheres l'man yamli v'yom rabin. Okay? So, l'man yamli v'yom rabin. So that's why he says, only eidei chasim akarsi. But I don't understand. I mean, what does that mean? If, you see, I could understand that if you're going to tell me that you could use either or, and it's an eitze tova, when it's not the mechlicheres l'man yamli v'yom rabin, so you should use the eidei chasim. But since the nature of the shtar, the nature of the shtar is really haknor, according to Mesiras Hashtar is the kona, according to, so it's nice eitz tova, so I say what? But how do you parcel the eidei mesira? How do you say that no kinyan took place over here? I mean, basically, to be how you mafkia the kinyan because of the fact of the because of the expediency of an asatim achlicheres l'man yamli yom ram. It's true. So you need a raya. So write up another shtar for raya, whatever. You see? But how are you mafkia the whole concept of Eidei Mesira Kasi according to the laws, and you're parceled by your method. To me it seems, I mean, somebody could say no, but to me it seems like it's a difficult point. I mean, I could understand the fact that Eidei Chasima is Kasi, and there's an advantage in Eidei Chasima because L'man Yam V'Yom Rabin. But how does L'man Yam V'Yom Rabin be Machkia, the Chalos Kinyan? I mean, really it's a Chalos Kinyan, you have two Kasher Eidim, and there's a Mesira Sashtar, and it should effectuate a kinyan. But I say, no, because in the Satan, but with Charis, it's not going to be good. But what about the Maisa kinyan here, the structure of the kinyan? So you need the Charis, so you do something else. You write another star raya, whatever it is. But how are you machtia the chalos kinyan? That's what I want to understand. You see? According to the Ran. To me, it seems according to the Ran, that point is not really resolved. Just because you have an additional feature that you want to show evidence for the karka, it's fine. So you tell me it's preferable to use Eidei Chasim. If you would have said, l'chatchila, you use Eidei Chasim over here, just like over there, by get, l'chatchila, you use Eidei Mesira, I would understand it. But to say that it's only Eidei Chasim Akasi, and the whole mechanism of kinyan is null and void because you need l'man yam v'yam rabim, that's not an essential thing. It's a, you need it, it's an expediency. So, write up another star. I mean, how are you machia the kinyan? You see? That, to me, seems to be a difficulty in the round. Okay? Okay. So those are two questions, yeah. On Rabbi Elazar himself, there's no problem. Rabbi Elazar himself agrees that Eidei Mesira Karsi, even by Shtaros. But our Psak, what is our Psak? Our Psak is that it's no good over there. And we don't say it's a Takana, we say Meikra Din is no good over there. It's not a Takana. According to us, because we Paskim like Rabbi Elazar, Begitin Avalo B'Shtaros. Because in the Satan Machlicheres L'man Yam V'Yom Rabin, so we're Machkis or Tzafkor. I mean, it would seem in the Ran that it's an intrinsic halacha. It's not a takana, like really all like a balaza. But for practical purposes, we should use Eidei Chasim. It doesn't seem like that in the Ran. In the Ran, it seems that's a halacha that will not work over there. Period. Why not? You see, our shita has to be understood. The Ran emphasizes the fact by Shtaros, let me repeat again, the Ran emphasizes the fact that by Shtaros we don't paskin like Rav Meir, even though he holds Eidei Chasima. It's a different Eidei Chasima. It's the Mesira that's the courage. It's the Mesira that creates the Mechah, creates the Chalos. Okay? The only thing is that you have two types of Eidim. You have Eidim in person, you have Eidim in a Shtar. Eidim in a Shtar are the Eidim. They're really Eidim Mesira. They're Eidim Mesira in a Shtar. That's what they are, basically. That's the Ran's point. Otherwise, you have a dichotomized system. How do you pass like a blazer by getting an upper shtar? It's the same thing. It's a shtar yakno. It's a maisa kinyan. They're both maisa kinyan. You pass like him by getting, you have to pass like that by mecha too. That's the Ran's point. That's why the Ran was very happy that he brought into alignment those two halachas. And it's not, we're not dichotomized. You don't say like a blazer by getting, and over here you're telling me it's a different shtar to this Rav Meir. No, he says it's not the case. That's part of his whole chiddush over. So the third question, we have to take a look at Taisus. Daf-Dalar Malaf, okay? Taisus, Daf-Dalar Amar Alef, Dibur HaMaschil, the Kaimalon HaLocha Kabbalah Begitin. Okay? And Bernie Tom is very much against the rest. Right. Now Taisus, I guess. Taisus is Lefichach. You see Lefichach? That's approximately 5 lines down from the top. Matter of fact, exactly. From the Kaimalon HaLocha. was, okay? Well, lefichach tzarich lizor sheyiyu eidei mesira b'shas mesiras haget. Okay? So, he says, therefore, you have to be careful that there must be eidei mesira present when you give over the get. The inu karsa. Because they're the ones that create the krisis because of Rebbe Lazar. The lekasham eidei mesira eidem agarashis. If there are no eidei mesira, there's no gerashim. Afal gav v'ikra eidei chasima. The case is being mafkia the rift. Exactly against the rift. V'lo mahani eidei chasima ela she'im yamusu eidei mesira o yeyoku lehamandina sayom she'tinose al yedei eidei chasima. That's what he said. Aye, the rift's kasha. How do you know there were eidei mesira present because of the eidei chasima? Okay. The exact kasha shtar doesn't tell you there were eidei mesira. He's not bothered with that. Why? Because mestama behech shenasa. Can I read Vashalech? Lo tzricha lo Rabbi Lazar, da amar eidei mesira karsi, takin rabon eidei chasima, dezimnin de maisi sadi, in ami dazman din sayom, and that's it. Okay? Now. Lechem mashem pek basra gabe shnayim sheshochu shnei gitin shmoseim shovim, they sent two gitin with the same names, vinis arvo. No saying shteyam lezu, shteyam lezu, so you give each one both gitin. Okay? We come with the Gemara, the law of Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says the first step in the Gemara was it's not like Rabbi Lazar. Why? Mishum Goyad, the Eidim Messiah behind me now, Magasha. So the Eidim Messiah don't witness, they don't know which star is doing the Gershon. So lacks an Eidim Messiah, the Gemara says. Aval Rabbi Meyanicha. Point out, maybe fine. Let's talk about the Meshulashanari. Dibari Rabbi Meyah, Shehe Nuchach Mikocha. So at any rate, you see that according, it's a good riot. So you see from that Gemara that according to Rabbi Lazar, Eidim Hasim is not Karasu. Because if Eidei Chasima is Karsi also according to Rabbi Lazar, so what's the problem? Why does the Gemara say Glok Rabbi Lazar? There's Eidei Chasima in the Shtar. So it should be good according to him also. Mitam Eidei Chasima, that's a good count. That's a Rabbi Natam, at any rate, what does the Rif do with the Kasha of the problem? But, fine. The Eil Rabbi Lazar Sagi Beidei Chasima, Amailo Asik Rabbi Lazar, Dal Eidei Mesira Mehocha. Take away the Eidei Mesira. Beidei Chasima Sagi, you still have Eidei Chasima. Okay? Ela mashmach, this Gemara is implied. Olam boy Rabbi Lazar Eidei Mesira. So basically, that's the Tesis. The Bali Tesis disagree with the Rif. The whole Eidei Chasima is low karsi according to Rabbi Lazar, and the Raya from the Gemara. The question is, what tikkun olam? Tikkun hagah, tikkun olam work. So what is the answer? They say mestama behechshanasa, and we assume it was done behechshan. Okay. Va'od. Moreover. The Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, Rabbeinu Tam used to, it was in the habit of saying, Afilu Rabbeinu Meir, boy, Eidim, B'shas, Nesina, Zaget. Dein Dov, Hashem, Ever, Pachas, Mishnayim. Okay? So what does he say? He says, Rabbeinu Tam held that even according to Rabbeinu Meir, you have to have Eidim, Mesir, B'shas, Nesina, Zaget. Why? Because Dein Dov, Hashem, Ever, Pachas, Mishnayim. What does he mean? He means like this. It means, according to Rabbi Meir, it might be true that what creates the krisus is the same concept. Nobody argues in the concept the way we explained it in Eidei Mesira Chasima Kasi. That's for sure. But the Eidei Chasima, according to Rabbi Meir, what creates the get, the krisus? The krisus is created by Tfisas Ha'isha. And the realization of the shtar creates the krisus. And the Mesira is only a means to create the krisus. But Rabbeinu Tam says, but there's one thing. Yeah, that's very nice. In one framework, it's true. But there still is a mice in the sinus aget. There's a mice in the sinus aget that has to be done in a specific way. Rabbeinu Tam says that the xeris akasav of shtar will not cover that. So you have to know the thing that should ever pachas mishnayim. In the mice in the sinus aget, you're going to have to weigh them anyways. It's true they don't create the krisis according to Rabbeinu. The krisis is created by the shtar. But you're going to have to weigh them in the sinus anyways because v'nosan biyoda. The Nosam Biyada is the very Tsuras HaMais of Gershon. Is the very Tsuras HaMais of Gershon. The Ran, of course, disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam on that. The Ran disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam on that, because the Ran holds that's just a detail in the Nosam Biyada. But the Etzim Krisis is really brought about, and the Siras I get is really only a means to create the Krisis of the Shtar. I ask it done a certain way, that's a detail. But Rabbeinu Tam basically holds the Nosam Biyada is part of the... This is a part of the very Maisa Gershon. The Nosam Biyada is part of the very Maisa Gershon. So even according to Rabbi Meir, you're going to have two Eidim, because in Dovah Sheba Ever Pachas Mishnayim. That's Rabbeinu Tam held. Okay. Now, this is like this. Taisa says, V'chein Shtam Matnas Karka, Shtam Mecha Shehu Lekinyin Karka, V'ein Ola Raya, also Shtam Matana, Oshtamecher, ein moil klum lo Rebbe Loza in Yedush lo Nosu Mekmeir. Point Rebbe Loza, you'll need the dafke edei Nesira. Okay? Then Taisa says, mihu yesh l'chalek. But you could differentiate. Dilein mamon de mahan yehadoas baldin kemei edin, because by mamon is hadoas baldin kemei edin dami, sagi be'ede chasima ben makom hadoas baldin. That if you have a dos baldin, it'll be enough if you only have erech hasima. Why? Tesis doesn't mean over here, by the way, a combination. He doesn't mean a combination. He doesn't mean the combination with the erech hasima plus a dos baldin. Because if you have a dos baldin, what do you need erech hasima for? He's just speaking in practical terms. Because shtar usually has erech hasima. So he's saying, according to Rabbi Loza, if you have erech hasima on it, and if you have a dos baldin, so it's good enough. Why? Because the dos baldin can make even done it. You see? And Rabbi Kiveger, he mentions the Gemara on the Tyson of Yerom Abayz. You look at the Tyson of Yerom Abayz, you'll see it from over there. Well, the Rabbeinu Tam means if you have Erech Hasima, you can't pass every star just with Erech Hasima. Why? Because since Adoras Baldin, if he's Moda, if you have Adoras Baldin, so it's good enough. Because Adoras Baldin can aid him down. What's Rabbeinu Tam's Hakira? First he says, no good. Then he says, Miyo Yesh B'chalek. What's his question? His question is, what is the halacha of Ador's Baldin? Is Ador's Baldin a halacha of his chayvus? Is it a halacha of his chayvus? Ador's Baldin is a chayvus. You ask me to owe you money, and I say I owe you $1,000. So it's Ador's Baldin. So Ador's Baldin can be machay of me money. But Ador's Baldin is not a halacha of Edus. It's not a halacha of Edus. That was a bit of time to me. Maskan is miyesh l'chalek. You could say, according to Rabbi Loza, that Ador's Baldin is not just a halacha in Eschaivus, but Ador's Baldin is a halacha in Eidus. So if it's a halacha in Eidus, so Mesiras Ashtar, if that's similar to the Ramban, that Mesiras Baldin is can be similar to Ramban. So you see the only Canadian. So if you have Ador's Baldin, he holds, if you have Ador's Baldin, the Rabbeinu Tam says, so then according to Beloza, that's equivalent to Eidus Mesiras. Because Ador's Baldin, Rabbeinu Tam wants to say, is not just a loch in Eschaivus, but it's a loch in Eidus. Okay? Now he says like this. He says, Avo b'kedushin v'gershin, lo mahan yadors baldin, yishun v'machayiv l'acherim. Did the kedushin also l'akrovim? The gershin also, yeah, Gemara in kedushin. That Ador's Baldin won't work by gershin in kedushin. Okay? Because it's chav l'acherim. All right. So that's the text. It's interesting in the text this is, that just a side point, interesting the Taisha, the Taisha says that if I have Eide Chasima according to Rabbi Loza, so I say Mistoma Behechsher Nasa. So I say that Mistoma Behechsher Nasa, right? But he says, according to Rabbi Meir, you're still going to need to Eide Mesira because Ein Dava Sheba Eva Pachas Mishnayim. So it seems to be a contradiction. Why don't I say Mistoma Behechsher Nasa? No, the answer is because it's not a kasha, not a question altogether. Because mistama b'achshanasa, in other words, we're talking about eidim l'kiyum adava. In order to engage in condition, you have to have eidim l'kiyum adava. All right. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, if there are no eidim mesira present, you can't say what do you mean mistama b'achshanasa. If there's no eidim mesira present, you have no eidim l'kiyum. Or Rabbeinu Tam is talking about before is where you have eidim chasima according to Rabbi Lazar. So I say that there probably were eidim l'kiyum there. You understand what I mean? In other words, the Rebbeinu Tam is saying like this, that if I have Eidei Chasima, so I say there probably were present Eidei Kiyum. But according to Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima is not going to help if you know in fact there were no Eidei Mesira there. In other words, it's Eidei Mekiyum Adavar. Eidei Mekiyum Adavar. So Eidei Mekiyum Adavar, according to Rabbi Meir, you must have the Shas Mesira. But according to Rabbi Loza, if I have Eide Chasima, I assume that there were Eide Chasima. You understand what I mean? Okay. That's for a benefit. Now, the only thing I want to ask is, from this Tesvus, take a look at another Tesvus, Daf Gimel on the base. Shlosha Gitli Psulin, okay, V'emisa Savlad Kasha. All right, that's the Mishnah over there. So, the Tesvus says like this. I'm Rabbi Tam. The hochai in the time of avlad kosher, the kachai am abeya shloi posel avlad. V'hanach shlosha. V'afa gav the Rav Meir sova. V'chosav hainu v'chosam. seen the Rabbi Meir says the chosim. You come out come kosher of lard, but sav yodo ve'ino levedim. The kibun. Again, just going back a minute. Rabbi Natan maintains that v'nasam biyodo is the ma'aser. Still is in the status of a ma'aser gershon. According to the Ran, it's only a means to create the. V'nasam biyodo doesn't have any. Just a means to create the krisus. There's no v'nasam biyodo, but according to Rabbi Natan, didn't want to accept that. Rabbi Natan maintains the nasan biyodo is a part of the ma'aser of the gershon. The krisus takes place through the tfisa shtar. But still, there's another ma'aser that has to be done in order to accomplish, and that's v'nasam biyodo. That's the machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. Whether v'nasam biyodo, according to Rabbi Meir, is on the status of a ma'aser gershon, you see, or whether it's only a means. That's the machlokes of the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. So now then, it's just like this. Ah, forgot Rabbi Meir. Sav v'chos v'ain v'chos. And the comment from the kosher of la b'chosav biyodo. Back to the Tesis. So Gilman Beis. V'ain l'avedim. The chilin shabal atzmo kosav. Ain lo chasim agadol mizur. Gadol mizur. Alright, so Ben Tanzer like this. He says, even though Rab Meir holds v'chosav hayne v'chosam, Rab Meir holds that a shtar is only good with the chasima, eide chasima karsi. So how could Rab Meir maintain over here shlosha gittin k'suvim v'in nisas of lat kosher, and one of them is kosher b'chosav yadol v'in lov edem, which means he wrote in his own hand, but there are no edem on there, right? You understand? There are no edem on the shtar. So how is it possible that Rab Meir should maintain that this is kosher? Because what? Because there's no chasim aseidim. So Teishvah says no problem. Why? He says kivan shabal atzmo kosav. Since the baal wrote it with his own handwriting, ein lo chasim gadol mizu. There's no greater chasim. That's the highest chasima, right? So what? But there's no good taste, he says, in Avdalmanov by Gittin and Kedushin. He says it'll only work by Shtori Mecha, because by Dinim Mammon, as I say, it draws Baldin. Okay? So it's tied to the Sasri from this taste to this taste. Alright? You understand? Okay? In other words, since what taste says is since he's the Baldin himself, so therefore that's the height of the Chasina. So I mean, so that's a dos baldin. Baldin itself means a dos baldin. A dos baldin taste says doesn't work by getting into it. Alright? So therefore, just to review, we have three questions. First question is a question of, according to the Ramban, how do you have a get that works two different mechanisms? Okay? Second is according to the Ran, why does the Ran say that what? By Shor Shtoros. That Edem Esira won't work just because of Man Yamdu Yom Raven. And the third question is the question on Rabbeinu Tam. How could Rabbeinu Tam maintain Ein Lo Chasima Gedola Mizu, that the Chasimus Baldin is good enough, and yet he says openly that with regard to Gitmin condition, Chasimus Baldin is not good. That means that Ados Baldin is not good. Okay? Okay. Now I want to say this. You take a look at the Pasha in Yirmiyahu, from where the Halachas are derived about the shtaros. So what is the whole story there? There's a whole sipra maisa there. The story is that Yirmiyahu had a nevuah. That what? It's in Yirmiyahu on the days where he says, "Hinei chanamel ben shalom dod choboy lecha lemor kne lecha asodi asher banasas ki lecha mishpat agulu leknas." Okay. So he's going to come and he's going to ask you to be kone of the sada, you should be go of the sada. And he says, "Vayovo elai chanam al bendodi kivah Hashem al chatzah hamatara vayomer elai kineinu asada asher banosos asher beres v'yomim ki lachol mishpat Yerusha lachol agula." Means you should be go of the sada. Kineiloch va'eda kivah Hashemu. Okay. So it says, "Vo'eknes asada," and I was kone of the sada me'ez chanam al bendodi asher banosos ve'eshkilolos akesef shiva shtolim. Vasora hakosa, right? Then it says v'echtov b'sefer v'echtom v'oyed edim v'eshkol hakesef b'moznoyim. V'ekach ha'sefer mikneas hachosum hamitzvah v'achukim v'sagolot. Okay, took the sefer mikne and all the tnoyim in the sefer in the shtar, and the golis in the kiyum hashtar. Rashi learned. Vortene seifa mikne o borch ben nerio ben machseyo leine chanam al dodi leine o edim akosum beseifa mikne leine kol a yehudim a yoshim vachat samatara. Vortzavas borch leine kol ma ashkem tzvokos o lukei Yisrael. Lokoach es a svorim aile. Take these svorim. Es seifa mikne azeh. Veisachosim. Veseifa goli azeh. And the Satan Bechli Choras, the man Yamdu Yom Rab. Kicho Oma Hashem Tzvokos of Kei Yisrael, Oji Konu Botim Vesodos of Roman Barat of Os. Okay? Vospalo Hashem, Achare Siti Yasefa Mikne, or Borach Ben Eri Olemo. He goes into his tefillah. So, this was a whole event. What was the purpose of doing this? The purpose of doing this was to show that after 70 years, that the land is going to come back. Why is a person buying property? They're all being taken away from their land, so it's not the time to buy property. But he received the nevuah that he should do it because that he should demonstrate that really, after 70 years, the land is going to return to Klal Yisrael. That was the whole incident. That was the nevuah. That's what he was supposed to do. So, yeah. So, my I'm just saying an observation. My observation is like this. From the fact, I mean, what is this v'echtov v'sefer v'echton? What is v'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikneh sa-chosum ha-mitzvah ha-chukim v'sa-golu? I mean, all this v'atein ha-sefer ha-mikneh. What is the sefer ha-mikneh? What is the sefer ha-mikneh? I mean, it's a shtar, basically. It's a shtar. What is this overemphasis on the sefer ha-mikneh? It's a shtar. I took the shtar. What is the shtar? From the psukim, if you have a sensitivity to the psukim, you can sense that there's something going on over here. That the Sefer HaMikneh, it's not just a Pashut HaShtar. You see, it's more than just a document. You see, not just a, there's something more over there. What is it? What is it in Shtar? So what I want to say is like this. That in Shtar is a halacha. It's not just a halacha that you write something down. That you're writing something down on a piece of paper for convenience sake. But Shtar is really has a halacha of Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav. It's a Chalos Shem of Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav. It's an entity. It's Bechsav. In other words, like this. Our concept of halacha of Ksav is not just simply that it's written down. You can write down a lot of things. But you're writing it down merely for convenience. That doesn't have a Chalos Shem Ksav. It's just a functional thing. I wanted a piece of paper. You write a shopping list. You write down a piece of paper. According to halacha, that's not really ksav. Ksav means only something which is authenticated and halachically is defined as being a cheftza shel ksav, a chalos shem ksav. That's a halachic phenomenon. And if you don't have that, if the halacha doesn't really give you that description, that halachic category of the ksav, then it's nothing more than a convenience, an act of convenience. You just wrote something down on a piece of paper. It doesn't have a lach of ksav. What I want to say is that when you read through the Psukim in Yirmiyahu, you become aware of the fact the Sefer HaMikneh, Sachosom, Sagoloi, Sachmitzvah, it means that that what Yirmiyahu was doing was, he was more than just writing a document, you see. He was creating a chachzah shel ksav, a chachzah shel ksav. It's an entity of ksav. Okay, that's how you have, for instance, in the Torah, you have in Mishpatim. Okay, Vayavo Moshe Saper Lo'om Meis Kol Divrei Hashem. Yeah, Vayan Kolam Kolach Vayomer According to Rashi's Matan Torah, Vayichtov Moshe Meis Kol Divrei Hashem. It's not just Stam. Vayichtov Moshe means it had a locha. What did he write? Basically, Rashi explains. What did he write? The Bereishis Ad Matan Torah. All right. It means that it was endowed with the halacha of ksav. Before that time, they had it. So what does it have to be? What's Vayichtov Moshe? Before that time, they also had it. What's the answer? Before that time, there was no chefetz shel ksav. But then it was endowed with the halacha of ksav. The pasuk says again in pasuk Yudbeis. Yom Hashem Moshe Alei Laihar V'Yeshem Vetnu Luchas Luchas Levin Vater Mitzvah Asher Kasavti Lahorosam. So what does it mean? It means that Chazal say, "Vatnu luchos luchos ha'evan va'torah tarsha b'chsav va'mitzvah tarsha b'pesach kasavti is a neviim." And the pasuk says Before we get to that pasuk, the pasuk in Kisiso really comes first. The pasuk in Kisiso says that Vayom Hashem Moshe in Shvi in Kisiso. Vayom Hashem Moshe Ksav Luchos Advarim Eila Ki Al Pi Advarim Eila Karati Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael. What does Rashi say? Ksav Luchos Advarim Eila. So Rashi says that it means Dvarim Shebichsav Iya Torah Asher Laman Bal Peh. It's a Dvarim Eila V'lo A Torah Asher Lichtov Torah Shebal Peh. Well, lower Torah Shoyi, licht of Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat, you can't write down. What does it mean? It means that there's no, it's not nitfas. It's an issa, but it's not nitfas. There is no halach of Dvaram Shabbat Ksav. Ksav Luchas at Dvaram Ma'ela means only Torah Shabbat Ksav. Torah Shabbat Ksav has halach of Ksiva, but not Torah Shabbat Peh. As a matter of fact, it's also to even put up a Ksav. Okay, to write it down. But the and that's why you have the pasuk in Shemesh Leila Harav Yeshem Vetnu Chas Luchos Seven Vatavas Shekasat Larosim Shekasat Teil Mevim. Why is there Shekasat Teil Mevim? Mevim weren't given them. Of course, Malamish Kumet Nebesina doesn't mean literally. It doesn't mean literally. What it means is the Mevim happened later. But it means to say the Gzeres Hakosev was necessary at Sinai. You had to have a Gzeres Hakosev to tell you that when the Mevim write it down, it becomes part of Kisvei Kodesh. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Bechsarav. Otherwise, it couldn't be Kisvei Kodesh. So that's why it says, that's what it means. That's what Chazal means. Vetna l'chos luchos seven v'as tov v'nesach sher kasavti eila neviim. Mikan shekum et nebesina. It means that you cannot have Dvarim shebechsav created at a later date. That's impossible. In order to become a chefzah shel ksav, you must have Sinai. Eila dvarim, mikan shein novi rosh l'chadish dova me'ata. Another can't create a new institution. So since there's an entity of Ksav, and if Torah Shebichsav was given at Sinai, Chamisha Chumshe Torah is Torah Shebichsav, that means that's all the Torah Shebichsav. Now later in the Nevi'im come, they want to write something down. What kind of thing is this? It's written down. It's a convenience. It's not Kisvei Kodesh. It doesn't have a Lach of Ksav. There's no Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. So how is it possible that Nevi'im later should create a Chefetz Shal Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh? So there's only one answer. The answer is Melamed Asher Kasavti El Nevi'im. Melamed Shekula Mitnu B'Sinai. It means at Sinai the Gzeres HaKasav was already created. That when the Nevi'im will come, whatever they will say will have Halacha of Torah Shebichsav. You can't create a new Gzeres HaKasav later. It had to be given at Sinai. Melamed Shekula Mitnu B'Sinai. Otherwise you couldn't have a Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. So in Halacha we have to have an order. In order to have a Chetzah Shel Ksav, what do you require? You require Gzeres HaKasav of the recognition of the fact that this is an entity of Ksav. What I want to say is like this, that by Shtar is Sfiras Dvarim B'Ksav. A Shtar is not just a document written for convenience. It's written for the purpose, it's written, the writing itself has a Chal Hashem of Sfiras Dvarim B'Ksav in a Shtar. You see, it's more than just convenience. It's a chavashem. It's not kedushas kisvei kodesh. It's a separate. It's a shtar. It's a mundane document, but it has a chavashem of ksav. You see, that's why, and that's the story with Yirmiyahu. You see, with Yirmiyahu, if I would say like this, that if a shtar wasn't identified as a chavashem of dvarim shebichsav, then there wouldn't have been such a nevuah. Why? Because just to take a piece of paper and put something on it, that's not the objective of the nevuah. The nevuah was to create a chefetz shel sefer, a chefetz shel dvarim shebichsav. That was the idea, to show the Klal Yisrael a guarantee that they're going to come back in 7 years. Wasn't just to take a piece of paper, write down anything. It means to create a sefer. The act of creating the sefer was the right. The sefer hamikna. It had to be done through an instrument of a chefetz shel dvarim shebichsav. That's the way the Maisa Hanavua with told Yirmiyahu that create a chefetz shel sefer, just like a sefer dvarim shebichsav. Is a substance. Take that substance of Sav and put a Bechli Charis Laman Yam Diyam and Rabim as evidence that Klal Yisrael will return after Shivim Shana. But it had to be an entity of Ksav, a Chafzer of Ksav. Otherwise, it wouldn't have any meaning. The Nevuah and the act that Yirmiyahu performed was to create a chafter shel sefer, or the chafter shel sefer. That's the what gives it the characteristic of the chafter shel sefer? Only because of the gzeras of kasser, that a shtar really is on the level as the level of the characteristic is endowed with the value of dvarim shebechsav. Okay. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there is. It comes out that midaraisa, there are only two types of ksav. There's either ksav, a chefzer shel ksav, because of kisvei kodesh, or shtar. There's only two things in the world that are defined as ksav. That's chefzer shel kisvei kodesh, and also shtar. Besides those two things, there's no such thing as ksav. Except there are a few isolated things. I mean, like the tzitz code of Hashem, that's different. But basically you have and shin and fun, different. But basically there are two categories. There's two things. There's chefzer shel Torah, and then there's shtar. Okay, those two things. Okay. As a matter of fact, you could unify the two. That really, see, there's a chazal by Parashas Kisisa that mentions that Vayomer Hashem Moshe Psolacha Shnei Luchotim Rishonim. Rashi's Psolacha. So Rashi says it's on Lamed Dalet Aleph. He says Moshe LeMelech Shehalachem Dinas Hayom. V'niach harisasa mashvachos mitoch kilku hashvachos yetzal Hashem ra. So because of the kilku hashvachos, so she got a bad name, and the melech was angry. Omat shushvina v'korak ksubasa. So the shushvin got up, the friend got up, and he ripped up the ksuba. Omar, he said like this: In yomai melech lahargo, if the king's going to say I'll kill her because she wasn't faithful, omalo adayin ein eshtecha. This is not your wife. I taught the ksuba. Nothing. So then the melech found out that it's only that the kilk was only from the shlochos. Nisratzalah. So the melech said. So the melech was happy with her again. Amalo shishvina. So the shishvin said, "Ksov lo ksuba cheres." Shenikrasa rishon. It's good. He taught the ksuba. Amalo melech. Ata karata. So you taught it. Ata knei lechoni yor achar vani achtov lo v'ksav yadi. So you buy the paper. You will want to order, and I'll write down on the ksav yad. Kach hamelach zayakodesh baruch hu. Ashlochos elu erevav. Shushin zay Moshe. I was also shalakodesh baruch hu elu Yisrael. Kach nam shalachol. Okay, same Moshe. Yeah, but there's a lot of different forms of the chazal. But one thing you see from the chazal, though, what? That the Torah has a loch of shtar. The luchos and the Torah have a loch of shtar. Not just the luchos, because in Bahar Rashi mentions. On the pasuk he avodai him. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Why can't it be nimka la'olam? So Rashi says, ki avodai him shtori kodem. He says it twice actually. It's in membeis. Once it's chafim membeis, shtori kodem. Ki avodai him. Yotzimim achul vanavim of shavu v'shtafu v'shtafu v'shtafu. Ki avodai him. Shtori kodem. My shtar comes first. So what does it mean, my shtar? What's my shtar? The shtar is the Torah. So you see, apparently the halacha holds that you can't, that there's only one kind of ksav, really. Only one kind of, there are two different types, two different classes, two different groups, but there's one uniform idea, that the only time you have ksav is where you have a das ha-meschayev. A das ha-meschayev creates the objective entity of ksav. And the Torah itself is endowed with the halacha of ksav, the kedushas kisvei kodesh, because it has halacha of shtar. It's an interesting thing. The halacha of shtar is a universal concept. Now, when do you have ksav? Ordinarily, a person wants to write something as a matter of convenience. But when you have two parties, and you have a dasam eschayev that wants to create, to express the dasam eschayev in a concrete form, that's when you have ksav. So the Torah is really a chefzer shel shtar. It's a chefzer shel shtar, and it's a chefzer shel shtar. It's given to Klal Yisrael. Shtori kodem. So therefore, it's endowed with halacha of ksav, with halacha of ksav. And the only form of ksav is where you have a das meschayev. But under the Dasana Schayev, it comes out that there are two separate forms. There's the Torah, Kisvei Kodesh, that's one. And then there's a regular, plain, mundane shtar that also has halacha of Sfiris Dvarim Bechsav. Okay? So that's how Nevi'im really can understand even more how Nevi'im are Messina. Because it means what Nuchos Luchos or Evan as a Torah as a mitzvah. It means that Dasam is Chayev of Shtar extends not just to Torah Shabbatzav, Kamishkan Shatara, but it extends to the Divrei Nevi'im as well. The Divrei Nevi'im are also endowed with the quality. The Dasam is Chayev of Kol Yisrael is that it extends to Nevi'im as well. So the Dasam is Chayev extends to Nevi'im as well, so therefore it's Kulam Nitna V'Sinai. So that's why whatever the Nevi'im say, I have the status of a Cheftish Al-Ksav. Okay. Now let's answer the Kashas. Okay. So the first question we'll take is the question on the Ran. The question we had in the Ran was, Halach, Rabbi Lazar Begitten, and really according to the Ran, it's also Beshtaris. But the only thing is Beshtaris, you must have Eidei Chasima. Right? So the answer is like this. How are you Machki Eidei Mesiri? How can you say Eidei Mesiri don't work? So what's the answer? Why don't Eidei Mesiri work? The answer is like this. The answer is because there's a Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav over here. The nature of the Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav is different when it comes to Gittin than when it comes to Mechet or Matana. Why? Because by the halacha of Get, the Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav is just relate to the immediate Maisa Gershon. Nothing more. It makes no reference to anything more than the immediate Maisa Gershon. You see? But since the nature of Mecher is such that the Mechira really is not a Mechira, it's not just Sfiras Dvarim is not appropriate. That's the Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and us. We agree with Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, but we don't agree with Mashtaris. He happens to hold Mashtaris also. The Sfiras Dvarim and Shtar is no different than the Sfiras Dvarim and Get. But we maintain, no, that when it comes to Mechira, the Sfiras Dvarim is different. It's a different kind of Sfiras Dvarim. It's the Sfiras Dvarim now, and also Leman Yam Diyam and Rabim. The Sfiras Dvarim of the Kona, the Kona is not going to be satisfied with the Sfiras Dvarim that relates exclusively to this, to here and now. The Sfiras Dvarim on Mechira is in terms of Yam and Rabim. Otherwise, nobody's going to buy it. So it's a different kind of Sfiras Dvarim by Mechira. That's why the Ran says, since it's a different type of Sfiras Dvarim, over there the Edom in person won't do. You can only have what kind of Edom? You can only have Edom Mitoch Hashtar. The secondary, the Edom from the Xeris HaKosar of Shtar, will have to be the ones that you use. Why? In order that the Sfiras Dvarim of the Shtar should be supported by the Edom, you see. Otherwise the Edom are relating to the Sfiras Dvarim. The Sfiras Dvarim of Shtar is not just now, but the Sfiras Dvarim of Shtar is Allah said also. That's the nature of Mechira. The nature of the kingdom of Mechira is the Sfiras Dvarim has to relate to not in the here and now. You're not satisfying the Machna of the Kaina with that. It's a Sfiras Dvarim of Leman Yam Diyam Rabim. That's the case. So then you can only use the type of Edom that actually are Magid in the framework of the Sfiras Dvarim of Yam and Rabim. Which type of Edom are those? Only the Edom on the Shtar. Okay? The next question is a question on Taisus. Sphere and Taisus. What does it mean? Lachasim gedolim izu, but a dos baldin doesn't work by getting the condition. So what's the answer? The answer is, ain lachasim gedolim izu doesn't really mean a dos baldin. Doesn't mean a dos baldin doesn't work by getting. What it means like is, what do you require in a get? In a get, what's the purpose of the Eidim, according to Rab Meir? What's the purpose? The purpose is to create an objective Sfiris Dvarim. That's the purpose. What does the Chasimus Eidim do? Chasimus Eidim creates an objective sphere. What is the Megarish? The Megarish is the Sfiras Dvarim is the Megarish. The Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav is the Megarish. The Chosov Losefer Krisus. The Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav is the Megarish, right? So what is it? What do you need the Eidim for? Without the Eidim, according to Rav Meir, you have no Sfiras Dvarim. Anybody can write down a piece of paper whatever they want. What does it mean? It's not a Sfiras Dvarim. It's just nothing. But when you have Eidim sign it, then it's Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav. So v'chosav, when do you have v'chosav? According to Rav Meir, you have v'chosav once you have v'chosav. V'chosav creates the Sfiras Dvarim. So Tosfos says that if the Baal himself writes it, so ein lachasim gedolim izu. This is the whole purpose of the Chasinus Eidim, is to create an objective sphere of Dvarim. If it's written in the handwriting of the Baal, that is the greatest objective sphere of Dvarim. You can't have anything better than that. You see. So therefore, Taisva says, even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds v'chosav is v'chosam, you don't need Eidim with the Baal himself writes. Not because of Eidosh Baal Din, but because of the objective sphere of Dvarim that emerges from the fact that the Baal himself wrote it in his own handwriting. You don't need anything better than that. That's the height of Sfiras Dvarim. So that's why even according to Rabbi Meir, always requires Eidim. Over here, it'll be enough with Chasinas Yodo. I mean, with Kasav B'Ksav Yodo. Okay? Yeah. There is, of course, I mean, Agav Orch, I just want to mention this, it's a three-way Machloikis by Lashmo, by the way. There's Rabbi Yehuda that holds it has to be V'Chosav and V'Chosav. But that's a separate thing, because Rabbi Yehuda really holds Eidei Chasin Makarsu. But the only thing is, he holds that everything has to be written Lashmo, because he holds that everything that's a part of the Gershon, anything that's a component of the Gershon has to be written Lashmo. Okay? That's just a separate point. But Rabbi Meir doesn't hold the way. Rabbi Meir holds that when that only thing that's been written Lashmo is that which endows the Sfiras Dvarim with the quality of Sfiras Dvarim, but not the Sfiras Dvarim themselves. That's really different. So the Sfiras Dvarim themselves have to be written Lashmo. But if you write the Shtar yourself, so that's the height of the Sfiras Dvarim. That is Sfiras Dvarim. What can you have better than that? Okay? Now take the Ramban. The problem with the Ramban was, then how could we have a Shtar that works in two different manners? It works because of Eidei Mesir, which is a chalos, which is a mechanism of Aknoa, right? And Eidei Mesir, and Eidei Chasim also. It's two different mechanisms. How is it possible to have such a phenomenon? Right? So what's the answer? The answer is there's a common denominator. What's the common denominator? Of a Bein L'Rab Elazar, Bein L'Rab Meir. You have to say one thing, according to the Ramban. What is the Torah saying? V'chosul ha'sefer krisus. According to Ramban, the Torah saying is that what is megaresh? And megaresh is a chetz shel sfiras devarim b'chasav. That's the megaresh. So Rav Meir only has one way to get the sfiras devarim to really be endowed with the quality of sfiras devarim b'chasav. And Rav Meir's way is only from shtar raya, nothing more. That's the only way you can do it. So that's what Rabbi Meir says, that it's only Eidei Chasin Makarsu. Rabbi Elazar happens to maintain there is a shtar, you're right, there's a shtar raya, for how falls, true. But there's another kind of a shtar. There's a shtar makna, a shtar aknoa. A shtar aknoa is a shtar that's going to be effective in creating the transmission of a piece of property from one person to another. Okay? So that's another, there's another method. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. But Rabbi Elazar will even agree to Rabbi Meir that Eidei Chasin Makarsu. Why? Because according to the Ramban, what does the Gzeras HaKosav V'Chosav La Sefer Krisus mean? It means one thing. It means as long as this Sfiras Dvarim B'Chasav, as long as you have an effective Sfiras Dvarim B'Chasav, then Gershon is effective. Then Gershon works. Gershon requires only one thing. It requires that you should have a functional Sfiras Dvarim B'Chasav. As long as there's what is the Megaresh? The Sfiras Dvarim. So therefore, Sfiras Dvarim B'Chasav, according to Rabbi Elazar, takes on two forms. There's the regular Shtar Kinyan, where you don't have any Eidim at all, and you just write down something on a piece of paper and you hand it over to the Kona, and that's it. The Machna hands it over to the Kona, and that's endowed with what kind of a quality, that piece of paper? The coin of laws is not just a piece of paper. It's an expression of Das Meschayev, and he hands it over in front of Eidim. So it's Sfiras Dvarim B'Chasav. It has a loch of Ksav. So Rabbi Elazar says that that's really get. That's actually get, because it's Sfiras Dvarim B'Chasav. But what if I would use a Shtar Raya? So according to Rabbi Elazar, even though that's the Af Eidim Misir Akarsi, but the according to Rabbi Elazar, why does Rabbi Elazar say only Eidim Misir Akarsi and not Af Eidim Misir Akarsi? Because really the Torah is talking about Kinyan, so it's talking about Sfiras Dvarim B'Chasav, which is in the case of Kinyan, because it's a Shtar Aknoa. But if I would use an Eidei Chasim or Shtar Raya, it would also be good. Why? Because as long as there's a functional Sfiras Dvarim B'Chasav, there's Gershon. What's the essence of the Gershon? It's the Sfiras Dvarim. The Torah only says one thing, the Chosav La Sefer Krisus. That how should you be in the Garish? through the medium of Sfiras Devarim. As long as you have the Sfiras Devarim, there's Gershon. So whether you use the Sfiras Devarim of Shtar Mikneh, or whether you use the Sfiras Devarim of Shtar Raya, makes no difference according to Ramban. They're both fine. As long as you have the entity of Sfiras Devarim Basar. Yeah, I just wanted to bring to add something to Raya, to the principle that we're speaking about, that there's a halacha of Sfiras Devarim Bechsav, which is not a part of Kisvei Kodesh. And really it's in the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara Megillah of Zayin Amaraf, and the Brisker Rav has a piece of Torah on it. Pesach is a kasha. The Gemara says that according to one man d'amar, you can't learn out from Ksov Lachos at Varma, Ksov Zosikaram Basefer. What right? Esther sent to the Chachomim Kisvun Ledoros. So she wanted to come part of Kisvei Kodesh. They said, no, how do you know you can do such a thing? So they said, Ksov Zosikaram Basefer. You see? There again, it was Xeris Akasu. What was Xeris Akasu? That any right? So the pasuk says "Ksov Zosikaram Basefer" means that this will be endowed anytime if an event should arise in Mount Klal Yisrael, which would express Mechias Amalek, and Mechias Amalek is the Yisod B'das. So you could write it down Basefer, and we'll have Halach of Kisvei Kodesh. That's what the Gemara says. That's why Esther has Halach of Kisvei Kodesh. Was the Xeris Akas was Ksov Zosikaram Basefer. And I want you to know, every time it says Basefer in Torah in Chamishachum She Torah, in Chamishachum She, wherever it says Basefer, it means Ochefta Shal Torah Shebachzav. Every time. Zer Sefer told us Adam, Ksov Zosikaram Basefer, and no matter how you learn the Drasha, and the case that you brought, which was Alkeni Yama Basefer Mokomos Hashem Vesvoif Besufa. Was that Parshas Chukas? Chukas. So if you take a look at the Tirgum of Yonasan Ben Ezeel, he says Alkeni Yama Basefer Raisa Zer Hashem. It's a say it's Sefer Raisa. It means the Torah. Sefer means a Cheftze Shal Dvarim Shebachzav. In Chamishachum Shetar, whenever it says Sefer, it always means something that's endowed with the quality of Dvarim Shebachzav and Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. Okay, and Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. So the Brisker Rav at any rate mentions there's a mandam in the Gemara that holds that Esther is not, doesn't come under the Xeris Akasav of Sefer. Ksov Zosikaram Basefer. Doesn't come under that Xeris Akasav. So the Gemara said, Kasha, what do you mean? It wasn't, the Gemara says, you mean there's no Esther? There's no Megillas Esther? No Mitzvah Megillas Esther? So the Gemara says, it's Nitna Likros, velo Nitna Likase. So Pesach has a Kasha on the spot. He says, what do you mean? It's an open Mishnah that you can't read Baal Peh. Baal Peh Nayetzah. So what kind of halacha is this? So the Ritva says, and the Brisker Rav quotes it, he says, Ritva says that no, it's no problem, because it's not endowed with Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh, but it's endowed with the halacha of a Cheftza Shel Megillah. A Cheftza Shel Megillah l'mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah. So what does that mean? I mean, what is it? What do you mean l'mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah? What kind of a substance is this? Ritva says this, the place also says. What kind of a thing is this? Even according to Mandamol, it's not Kisvei Kodesh, but still, you're not allowed to read Baal Peh. So what? So that's why I write it down and I read it. I mean, if it's not Kisvei Kodesh, it is Baal Peh. What is it? If you write down something that's not Kisvei Kodesh, so what is it? It's just Baal Peh. You take a chumash, a printed chumash. This is not Bechsav, this is Baal Peh. So what's the answer? The answer is that even he agrees that there is a halacha by Megillah of Sfiras Dvarim Bechsav. It just doesn't have Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. But it's definitely a Cheftza Shel Sfiras. So the thing is, even according to the Manda Amar, even according to Manda Amar, the whole thing, it's not Kisvei Kodesh, but it has Hilchos Ksiva. You got to write it Dyo or Gabe Klos, and you have to I mean, there has to be, everybody holds it, everybody holds a certain halachas, everybody agrees on whether you hold Tisha Kodesh or not. Why? Because the Hilchos Ksiva are necessary to create a chetz of Sfiris Zvam B'Chsav. So Sfiris Zvam B'Chsav, even though it's not Tisha Kodesh. So now we return. Now we come back to the original question. The original question was, how could the Gemara say, on that we test on the base, a chasam and off in Gittin, that if a person will give his wife a sefer Torah, and he'll say, Hagita, so the halacha is, that she'll be megureshes. If it wasn't for the fact that it was smart, she would have been megureshes. I mean, it's not about dance, it's not, does Tarshish Chis is there, Rashi, because he has Tarshish Chis is there. I mean, what is it, how is it possible? I understand by Sota, because Sota is different. Because Sota really, and it's interesting, this explains Sota. It explains Sota. Why? Because why is it that by Sota it's not a personalized wording? By Gerushin it's a personalized, you can write 20 Gerushonas, Megureshes, Megulachas, all the Gerushonas of the Marshal Gerush. There's no specific text that you have to write. Okay, anything that indicates Gerushin is good. No specific text. So why is it that that by Gerushin there's no specific text? But you see, by Megillah Sota, it's not true. By Megillah Sota, it has to be actually, it has to repeat. It has to be word for word. The Chasra Sa'olos Ha'ela, Chasra Sa'olos Ha'ela Batsefa, over there. It's Batsefa. Batsefa means Batsav. As Allah al-Batsav. Again, Batsefa. Batsefa means Ksav. So the reason is like this. Because by Sota, there's no Das Meschayev. There's no Das Meschayev by Sota. So by Sota, in order to have a Allah of Ksav, it must partake of Sefer Torah. If it doesn't partake of Sefer Torah, it's not Zvon Shabbat. You see, but by get, since it's a transaction, so there's a Das Metzchayev, so you can create a Chet to show Spirit Zvon Shabbat. It's not from Torah Shabbat. Okay. That's the difference between the two. That's why, as a matter of fact, there's one Manda Omar in Erevin, that the Gimel Amar also says, that the whole Torah can't be written with Tantantum. It was Tantantum. Tantantum is, they put Tantantum in the drill. Why? In order that it shouldn't be erased. Yeah, it's my father's what it is. He says it's vitriol, right, or something else. But they put it in the drill in order it shouldn't be erased. It shouldn't be erasable. The Gemara says, according to one Mandama, even Kalatara Kula can't be written with Tantantum. Everybody holds in Gila Sotu can't write Tantantum. But in Gila Sotu, right with Tantantum, so it's going to say it's not going to be able to come off. Exactly. But Sefer Torah, on the contrary, you should put Tantantum. But there's a mandama that says that Kol HaTorah Kula can't be written with Tantantum. Why? Because since the Kalei Shem Ksav emerges from the Gila Sota, why? Because it's a chelak, it's a part of Kisvei Kodesh. It's a part of Kisvei Kodesh. If the Ksav of Kisvei Kodesh is inherently different than the Ksav of Sota, because Ksav of Sota must be Ksav Shiyachal Machos, and this is a Ksav that doesn't, that could be permanent, so it's impossible to have a Gerasa Kosov to endow Megillah Sota with the Chetzachel Ksav. It must be the same type of Ksav. Okay. But Megillah Sota is Ksav because it takes the Talach of Ksav from where? From Kisvei Torah. From Kisvei Torah. From Teresh of Ksav. From Chamech Kuntz Torah. But Get is from Dasa Meskayah. Okay? But now we come to the question of the Gemara. So what does the Gemara mean? How is it possible to say that by get, he's going to give us Sefer Torah just because it has the kasha of getting, Sefer Krisis? What's the answer? The answer is like this. The answer is further than the Ramban. What is the Megarish really? The Megarish is Sfiris Zvon B'Chsav. That's the Megarish. But what is the halacha? What is the formula for getting? The formula for getting is, if you have Sfiras Devarim Bechsav pertaining to Krisis, and you give that to an Isha, that's the Megarish. You say, that's the Megarish. So therefore, there are two ways that you could have Sfiras Devarim Bechsav relating to Krisis. One way is to write a Star, and then you have to be very careful. You have to follow the formula of Star. Hariyad Megarish is many, and all Allah has a Star. If you don't do it properly, if you just write on a piece of paper, the person will take a piece of paper and will write down the parsha of the Torah. The chosu will say for thesis and us and the other will write down the whole parsha and will give it to his wife. That of course is worthless. That of course is worthless. Because it's not a star. It's not a star.
Yes, it's nothing. It's not Sfir Zvan Bechsar. It's not endowed with the quality of Sfir Zvan Bechsar.
But the Gemara says that Sefer Torah anyways is endowed with the quality of Sfir Zvan Bechsar.
Because it's Kisvei Kodesh. And what's the formula for Gershon? The formula for Gershon is Sfir Zvan Bechsar pertaining to Krisus, is Megarit. So if there was no halacha of Lishmon, he gave us Sefer Torah, it'd be perfect, 100%, because the Sfir Zvan Bechsav, and it's pertaining to Krisus, because they have a parsha in the Torah that relates to Krisus, and it's endowed with the quality of Sfir Zvan Bechsav. So that's why the Gemara says it'll be good. The Sota, Megillah says the Zera Sakasa, that this parsha alone, you see, could become a part of Kisvei Kodesh. But the parsha, that's the whole Zera Sakasa. You're a chos of a zvon el batsefer. Batsefer means it's endowed these olos written over in on a separate document. Still is endowed with the halacha of Kisvei Kodesh. Yeah. Danny Wolf wanted to bring a raya to this contest. Well, I have interesting cases in the beginning of Gittin. The very first case in Gittin. Case Wolf, the question, why is it get 12 lines? Why is it get 12 lines? The case says, oh, why the doctor you base your they write again, so it's 12 lines. Very first place. The Taisha says, the Rabbeinu says, well, get the gematria you base. Okay? Get the gematria you base. Right? At least in drawing it. So why is it called a get? The draw says that you'll never find the letters of Gimel and Tess together in any way. Any way in the past. Gimel and Tess never are together. I'm going to go. To say what is one thing, but to say what's not, it's really difficult. So you'll never find it. That is a different level of it. Different level of that.
Okay.
You say you can quote a Gemara from Shas, but you say it's not in Shas. It's much harder.
Exactly. There's no such thing. Yeah.
V'ri shama, and Tesh says this, but Tesh says, V'ri shama b'shem Rav Haigoyin. We heard in the name of Rav Haigoyin, u'b'shem Rabbeinu Sadya. Mishum dechsiv sefer krisus. It says sefer krisus, so it means like this: kishir yud beis shutin hamafsutin ben aboch kunche sefer Torah. Like the shear of the four lines that are mafsut between each one of the svarim, each one of the chumashim. Okay, so that's so right. So that's really, but 12 is only 3/4, right? 3/4. What happened to the last one? So he says, Shatzorch Lanech Abba Shittin Ben Kol Sefer V'Sefer V'Hefzik Shabein V'Yadaber L'Mishna Torah L'Ochoshe She'ein Elochoz V'Shon Amashal Amayel. Because Mishna Torah is a separate category. Mishna Torah is a separate category. You see in Halacha that Mishna Torah is considered a separate category. K'sov Zosikam V'Sefer, point to one mandamari. K'sov is Abba Chumche Torah. Zos is the Mishna Torah. You see? But even the other mandamah that includes them both, the Mishnah Torah is separate. Mishnah Torah is, so we have to understand what Mishnah Torah is. But Mishnah Torah is, of course, Chamisha Chumsha Torah, but it's a different status. So that's what Taisha says. The Taisha says, Sefer Krisus, Sefer Krisus. So it's the four lines, the empty lines that separate the Abor Chumsha Torah before Mishnah Torah. You see? So what does it have to do? What does it have to do with it? I mean, what is this? It sounds like a wild thing. Sefer Torah, Sefer Krisus, what does it say for Torah? So what's the answer? The answer is because Sefer Torah itself is endowed, is the ultimate Sfiras Von Bachsav. Sefer Torah itself is the ultimate Sfiras Von Bachsav, you see. So the halacha is that to say it should be mucha, that it's endowed with the qualities of Sfiras Zvan Bechsav. But how did they do it? They did it in a very nice way. What they said was that the empty lines that are mafsik between the Bor Chumche Torah, those are still in those empty lines, and the shear should be, the shear like the empty lines that are mafsik, because the get is a mafsik, So therefore they said that It borrows from the entity of the ultimate sphere of the divine, which is Chamisha Chumsha Torah. I borrow this in this case before. And say, so what does get have to do with Sefer Torah? And the answer is because they're both spheres lam. They're both spheres lam b'chsad. And in order to demonstrate that it's a machzik, so you relate it to a case where you have spheres, where the ultimate spheres lam b'chsad, which is Sefer Torah, and you have the machzikim. You see? And you have the machzikim. But in other words, you can't understand Rabbeinu Haigoyim and Rabbeinu Sadegoyim unless you put get and Sefer Torah in one framework. What is the framework? Spheres lam b'chsad. The framework of spheres lam b'chsad. So get is a machzik, so you take it from the hefzik between the spheres lam, the ultimate spheres lam b'chsad. Okay? In other words, it's a spheres devorim ha-machzikim. So you have a hefzik between the original spheres lam, so you write a kashir of that hefzik. If get is not spheres lam b'chsad, it simply has no relationship. What does that have to do with it? Spheres lam b'chsad, you can understand what he's saying. Okay. Shmuley mentions that there's a machlokes achronah between the Maran Shif and the Nachlas Moshe as to whether if a person in fact would write the parsha of this, the Torah tells you about Geva, so the Torah says that parsha in Tusecha, if he would write that parsha, if it would be good. So Nachlas Moshe said that it would have been good. Well, it would be good. According to us, it would be impossible. It's impossible. It would be absolutely impossible. The Maran Shif is also known.
Moshe says it would be known.
Can't be. There's no, it can't be any good, because there's no chafzi choksav. There's no chafzi choksav. And you see, the mind never understands such a possibility. Okay. What we're saying is that the Jew needs to face the chafzi. The face doesn't have to hold that way. It's even if it's the face of the chafzi. It says when the Gemara says equates the case of Sota with the case of Get. Get is giving itself a Torah, and Sota also. This is Mandam Hoz Mochtim Lama Torah. So Mochtim Lama Torah means you give her the case of Torah, and you do the machika on the part of the Sefer Torah that has the Parsha Sota, and it's all fine and wonderful, right? The face is a kashi. He says, why is the Gemara say over here it's not good? It won't be l'shma. And over there you say stama l'shma. You need l'shma by Megillah Sota also. Okay? You need l'shma by Megillah Sota as well.
Over here,
and over here, it's the exact same case. Well, just because I don't know how it works, I have to be careful, but then you're going to have a lot of material sense.
Yeah, but then there's only one material sense in the bedroom.
Okay, right, yes, yes. Okay, don't do that part. Okay. But anyway, so the, but you can take it out. You can actually take it out. Take out the cloth.
That's not the
deal. Take it earlier. Take it earlier, yeah. But the whole thing was written earlier. But at any rate, yeah, the question was written something. But anyway, basically stuck with a very big problem over there. Why? Because you have an identical case. Get your taking a parsha from Gerson, right? And over here you're taking a parsha from Sota. And the Gemara says by Sota it's okay because it says Sama was more. And over here by Gerson, why not say Sama was more also? Mm-hmm. The answer was this. That the halacha by Gerson essentially is really what? It means that he writes to her a star with shma, right? Now in a regular star, without the lishma in a regular star, the lishma in a regular star is an expression of the das mechayet. If there's no lishma, there's no das mechayet, and it lacks not just in, it's not just the halacha lishma that has to be given lishma. It means it lacks in the whole das mechayet of star by get the lishma by get. So therefore, you can't say stama l'shma by Gerson. See, by Sota, there's no das mitzchayim. It's a separate halacha. The parsha must be written l'shma. So here you have a parsha, so I could say stama l'shma. I say it's good enough. It's a chesed of parsha, and I give it to us l'shma, stama l'shma. But by Gerson, you can't say stama l'shma, because by Gerson, the l'shma and Gerson is a part of the very essence of the das mitzchayim. So without the lishma, there is no get without lishma. Not the chat, you have a get, and then you add the super and lishma. Without the lishma, there's no spheres lam b'chsav. There's nothing. This the lishma, if you're lacking lishma, you're lacking the spheres lam b'chsav, which expresses the das meschayet. You see? So that's why in Sefer Torah you can't say shama lishma. You see? So the answer takes the stuff. Okay, let me just mean to say that anytime you have a das mitzchayev, you need a shma. What I mean to say is shma is a superadded feature which is an extension, which is a kiyum in the das mitzchayev. You see? So if you say that shma is not just an extraneous halacha, but without the shma there is no das mitzchayev and there is no sphere of divine, so then you can't say shma by Sefer Torah. You see? Because you need a das mitzchayev. Masha ain't king by Megillah Sota. Megillah Sota, there is no Dasama Chayav. It's just a Chatzis Oksav you have to have. So I could say, I have a Chatzis Oksav. Stomach in a roof. Any dryer from Get, from the first paper, from the Gitmo. I just want to restate it. We play around with it too much. I mean, basically what we're saying is like this. That if Get is not considered Sfir Zvam Bechsav, it has nothing to do with Chamesh Kum Tetzav. It's crazy. What does that do with it? If it's Sfir Zvam Bechsav, then you can understand Rabban Tam. That's the way you have to say it. No more, no less.
Okay.
Yeah. Mendy brought a raya from the Gemara and Tzubis. But the Gemara and Tzubis said, Al-Kishnon Ba'alecha Avla. The Gemara says it's regard to two things. It's regard to Sefera, and that's possible, that you can't allow it to take 30 days, and also a shot. Also a shot can't be so, but what we're saying is, that those two things really are, as we're doing the riff on the Chazin and the Gun. Okay? So the riff says, the riff's major riot, there are below the whole Eidech HaSim HaKasi, is from the Mishnah that says that Ksav Sofer and Eid Echad is of Lad Mamzer. So the riff argues that if you're going to take one of the laws, only Eid HaMasira, so what does it mean? And if there's no Eid HaMasira, then of course it's no good. Of course it's no good. Even if you have two Eidim on the star, it won't be any good. Two Eidim Sfarim on the star won't be any good. Because the laws are only Eid HaMasira Kasi. So if there's no Eidim Masira, so what do you mean, Vlad Mamza with one Eidim, even without any Eidim? And if you're going to say that it's speaking with Eidim Masira, so without any Eidim is good. So Kavachama with one Eid, what's wrong with one Eid? So the Rish says, V'chazir and L'goyin, I saw the Goyin, it says, that Nehavi Haim Milu L'Rabba Loza to Mizuyif Mitoka. Right? And then the Rish says, even though Milu, the high Goyin Sasir L'Milu Gidon, but still, Malach Shemayim is. Very nice, but if it was a crazy thing, the Rif wouldn't mention it. And after, he holds that it's a possibility that this Goyin is saying something. What is this Goyin saying? He says, what is this Goyin saying? So I'll tell you, but the Goyin saying is, why is this considered Mizrif Mitoch? What's considered Mizrif Mitoch? Mizrif Mitoch means you have Eidim Psalm. Or that inside was Shmar. Okay, the Gemara says inside was Shmar is also Mizrif Mitoch. But one Eid, what's the Mizrif? It's an Eid Kasher. It's inside was Shmar, 100%. Why is it considered Mizrif Mitoch? What is it called Mizrif Mitoch? What I want to say is like this. That according to, you see, what this Goyin holds is like this. That he holds the moment you have an Eidech signing on a Shtar, so one Eid renders the Sfiris Devarim in the Shtar Raya. The moment you have an Eid signing on the bottom of the Shtar, he renders it a different kind of Sfiris Devarim. He's making it into a Sfiris Devarim Shal Raya. You see? And Rabbi Lazar holds that if there's only one Eid on the Shtar, it's not as if it's nothing. It's a Shtar that's puffy. It's a psul. Eid Echad B'Shtar is a Shtar puffy. So it's Raya's Shtar B'Psul. It's Raya's Shtar B'Psul. So that's why this Goyin said, that's why Rabbi Lazar holds that Avlad Mamza. If you had no Eid on there, wouldn't be any problem, because then the Sfiris Devarim is not a Sfiris Devarim of Raya. It's the Sfiris Devarim of Kinyan. And according to Rabbi Lazar, it's fine. But the moment you sign an eight on there, you're changing everything above. You're rendering it into a Sfiris Dvaram Shal Raya. Sfiris Dvaram Shal Raya, Eid Echad Bishtar, it's possible. So Eid Echad, it's a Haggadah Psula. But Haggadah is Eid Echad, it's a Psul Shtar. Not the Pshat, Eid Echad is nothing. Eid Echad Bishtar is a Shtar Puzzle. If it's a Shtar Puzzle, so then it's considered Mizrif Mitoch, and according to Rabbi Lazar, it's going to be a Puzzle. That's what the Gaon holds. That's a Riff in the Lord. The Riff holds that it's nothing, because the riff holds, that's what the riff says, Mi Gora Eid Echad Mi Mandik is nothing, Eid Echad is nothing. Until you have two Eidim, it's still it's the same thing. That's what the riff holds. See? Whereas the Goyin holds that the moment you have that Eid Echad, you're rendering the Sfiris Dvaram, the Sfiris Dvaram Shal Raya, but it's a Raya Shal Psul, it's only one Eid, and it's possible, it's not possible. It's not possible, no good. According to that Goyin, the moment you convert the Sfiris Dvaram into Raya, and now it doesn't function as Raya, it's possible. You can't do that. If you make it into Raya, it's got to be a valid Raya. What the Rif means by Malacha Shemayim is that really in Torah, if it was a practical thing, that's just a conclusion. You're just being done a conclusion. And the conclusion, the other guy's conclusion is wrong. I think he's wrong. What am I making that for? I hold he's wrong, don't I? So that's it. But in Torah, it's really the pursuit of knowledge. It's the pursuit of knowledge. So even though you may disagree with a certain possibility, but you should write down that possibility, because that possibility is part of the process of uncovering the truth.
You know what I mean? That's what means Malachas Shemayim. Malachas Shemayim means here it's not just conclusion. It's the whole learning process of Malachas. It's a Malachas Shemayim. Malachas Shemayim means any possibility which is a valid possibility and opens up ideas, you see, is something which is Roy Lemechler. Which is Roy Lemechler. Because it is a good possibility. It opens up a certain approach. So therefore it's part of the investigative process. That's what means Malachas Shemayim. Malachas Shemayim. It's not just some conclusion. But Malachas Shemayim demands that any viable possibility, even though you reject it, if it plays a role in uncovering the truth, it should be noted. So that's why he says that I mention this possibility, even though I don't agree with it, but it's a solid svara, and it's part of the investigative process of the area.
He said Parashat Ksav is really a star.
Right.
But who is the Das Messiah? Who is the Das Messiah? And who is the Makabalah Ksav?
Right.
An interesting thing. In Torah is both. You see, from the Medrash about the Ego, it's Torah Ksiva. So if it's Torah Ksiva, so God is not Messiah. First Baruch is not Messiah. Right? So he's the Kosher. But where it says in Bahar that the Father of the Far Israel, it says, Story Kodem, to lead in Israel, wasn't Story. Because I have the stuff. So he's got Messiah, Far Israel's not Messiah. That's an interesting thing. That Sefer Torah is really a double star. It's a star. It's a star from Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and it's also in this case a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Das Messiah, and it's a Das and Klal Yisrael's Das Messiah also. Both.